on MSONewsports.com. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell, along with Tim Kearns, for tonight's matchup between Bishop Fenwick and St. Mary's of Lynn here at Manning Field in Lynn. Kickoff coming up in just a little under 20 minutes from now. And between now and then, we'll hear from both head coaches, Dave Woods, the athletic director and head football coach at Bishop Fenwick High School, and Matt Durgan, the head football coach at St. Mary's High School. Durgan and Woods coming up here as part of our pregame show. Our game broadcast is brought to you tonight by The Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com, the Lynn Auditorium, one of the premier entertainment venues in the state, the Porthole Restaurant, try their award-winning clam chowder. The Porthole provides a great dining value, combining quality and quantity. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, business, and so much more, and peace of mind. And Lynn Museum, they're located at 590 Washington Street in Lynn, combining Lynn arts and the culture of present time and the past. Lynn Museum, Gloria Food Store, Beverly's number one deli. Attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for all your estate planning. Harrington Trophy, located in Lynn on Chestnut Street, serving the North Shore for over 25 years. And at harringtontrophy.com. Moore GMC, serving the North Shore since 1969 at 84 High Street. See General Manager Jeff Glickstein. And by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go. Enjoy the great local flavor of Honeydew Donuts. And the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. Well, here we are. Tim Kearns, Bill Newell with you here at Manning Field in Lynn, getting ready for tonight's football game between Bishop Fenwick and St. Mary's. Both teams coming in at 8-2. The two teams played earlier this year at Fenwick on a Friday night game as a Division 5 North semifinal game, and St. Mary's won 24-6 and went on in a nice postseason run. But overall in this series between these two schools, Fenwick has won 6 out of the last 10 games. And this is the first time they played on the Thanksgiving holiday for some time, because St. Mary's was playing Lynn Tech. We did that game last year here at Manning Field.
Yeah, I guess it's not one of those situations where you play somebody early, then all of a sudden you turn around and you play them again on Thanksgiving. And does it take some of the luster off? Many people think that it does. You play a team, you know, twice during the season, and football historically has been that one sport where you play, it's one and done, and you move on into the playoffs, and you take on different foes from out of conference, from other areas around the state, and if you make it to the Super Bowl, you know, it's something you have never seen before, in all likelihood. But again, having played, they're familiar with each other. They're both very good teams. They've put up some good amount of points this year, and I think we're going to see a heck of a game tonight, Bill. I mean, Thanksgiving always brings out a different level of emotion in the kids.
Yeah, should be a good game tonight. Again, Bishop Fenwick will be bringing in a freshman quarterback this evening. We'll tell you more about him a little bit later on in our pregame show when we talk with Coach Woods. Other games on the involving North Shore team, St. John's Prep down at Fenway Park this afternoon, and they are trailing Xaverian at the end of three quarters, 14-0. That's Xaverian 14, the Prep nothing. That game at Fenway Park this afternoon. They started at 4 o'clock this afternoon. And on also tonight, Lynn Tech is playing at Austin Prep on this Thanksgiving Eve. That's a 6:30 kickoff. We'll tell you more about all the games coming up here on MSO News Sports this weekend and all the games happening on the North Shore in just a moment. But just a reminder to you that we have two games with live broadcasts tomorrow, the live streaming video. Danvers playing at Gloucester, and then the Lynn English Lynn Classical game will be right here. We'll be on Channel B tomorrow morning for the Lynn Classical Lynn English game. And during that broadcast, we'll also have updated reports from Marty Smith on the Beverly-Salem game. So that's what we have coming up here on MSONewsSports.com. So hang in there with us. We'll step aside here. We've got a couple of messages, and we'll be back. Hang in there.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Joining us at this time is Dave Woods, athletic director, head football coach at Bishop Fenwick High School. And Dave, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Bill.
All right, so here we are, the last game of the year, the Thanksgiving Eve matchup with St. Mary's. And the series has been renewed. It was off for several years, but back now. So maybe tell us about the resurrection of the series, how that came about.
Sure. You know, from I think it was 1964 through 1991, it was the Thanksgiving Day game. And then it kind of faded away. And then since they've been back in the league, probably 2006, I think we started playing them again. And we've played them as a league opponent since then. With the new playoff system, we didn't want to have the chance of playing three times in the year. So we decided not to play regular season. We would just play Thanksgiving. And as it turned out this year, we faced each other in the playoffs. So it worked out pretty good. We would ended up playing them three times. So it worked out nice. But we decided last year that it would be a good idea to renew the Thanksgiving Day matchup, and it's been great. You know, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think it sounds like a great matchup. And so then next year the game would be on Thanksgiving Day at Fenwick. Does that sound right?
It'll be here next year, whether it's the night before or Thanksgiving Day. We're still kind of looking at both options, but, you know, we have the option to do both.
Yeah, that's right. You would have the lights and so on. Sure, absolutely. Could do Wednesday night. All right, Dave, you've got St. Mary's, a team that beat you in the playoffs earlier this year. And they, of course, lost in the playoffs last weekend. So, you know, they got to get up for you guys, but you got to be gunning for them.
Yeah, you know, it's great that usually when you lose to your league rival, it eats at you for a whole year. so now we got a great opportunity to play the game, you know, 2 weeks later and see if we can hopefully have a different outcome, change, you know, make some adjustments, make some changes, and we'll see how we do.
Yeah. Well, tell us about your team this year. I mean, if you were going to scout your team for us and tell us a little bit about your offense and defense, but let's start with the offense. Who are the key athletes to be identified on Fenwick football?
Sure. I think our offense, we've had a tremendous year on offense. We've spread the ball around. We have 11 guys that have over two touchdowns or more. So the guys, Corey Bright's a quarterback, freshman. Corey's done a fantastic job. And then our main receivers are Cody Mullen. Cody's a Lynn kid, and Cody's real good friends with Abraham Toe. So there's a little bit of friendly rivalry there with the two of them. And Cody's been our best weapon probably on offense. Willie McGinnis is a receiver. Dan Hannon and Colin Norton. Those are our four receivers when we go four wide, and all four of them have had great years. And then R.J. Libby is our tight end. And, again, R.J., I think, has five touchdowns this year. R.J.'s a weapon for sure. He can block. He can run. He can catch. So we've been very fortunate to be able to spread the ball around a lot this year.
Yeah. Let me just follow up on your quarterback, Corey Bright, the freshman. Describe him as an athlete for me.
Yeah, Corey's he's a special kid. He's one of those kids that come around probably once in your coaching career.
Really?
Some of the poise and some of the things that Corey's been able to do as a freshman have just been amazing. And he's progressed more and more as the year's gone on. He's got a great grasp of the offense. We were able to expand the offense, give him some more responsibilities, let him make some reads on his own. We're really fortunate to have Corey here.
And on the defensive side of the football?
Yeah, defense starts with the linebackers in the middle. Luke Huffnagel has done a great job all year long. He's been the captain of our defense, so to speak. He's the quarterback there. But our linebackers are Luke, Alex Kopp, and Danny Mastromateo. And all three of those guys, they're all juniors, and they've been tremendous all year. So that's where everything starts on defense with the three of them.
Well, and looking at X's and O's, describing the type of game you might expect with St. Mary's, what would you say would you expect on Wednesday night?
I think I would expect the same thing as the last game. It's going to be physical. It's going to be tough, hard-nosed football. They don't do anything to try to trick you. They, you know, get in the double wing and pound the ball right at you, and if you can stop them, then they'll go to other things. But if you can't stop them, they're just going to keep running it down the field on you. So it's really, from an X's and O's standpoint, not a whole lot different, I don't think. It's just a matter of if we can execute a little bit better than we did the first time around.
Yeah, we saw them earlier this year, and, you know, they do run a lot, but they also will throw the ball.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Felix is a great quarterback, and he can throw the ball, and Calvin Johnson's as good a receiver as there is anyway around here. So, so no question that if you load the box and just forget about the pass, they're going to burn you. So they're a very, very tough offense to stop.
Well, let me just follow up with a general question or two on just the athletics here at Bishop Fenwick for the fall. Any notes from the fall other than football?
Yeah, we had a great fall. You know, the girls volleyball ended, I think, 19-1, and they had a great season. Girls soccer had a great season, lost in the finals. They also, I think, only had one loss all year. The boys soccer went pretty far. They lost in the semifinals in the tournament. So the track team went undefeated. So we had a great fall. A lot of success, and a lot of athletes had just a tremendous fall.
I know school gets out on Wednesday before the game at probably midday, and they're off for a few days, and then on Monday winter sports begin. It starts all over again, Coach. And what's the winter sports preview here at Fenwick?
We're looking forward to it. You know, we had some young teams last year that now are years more experienced. So I think our girls basketball team is going to be phenomenal. I think our boys basketball team is going to be much improved. Hockey is going to be great. The girls hockey team, they're really improving every year, and they're looking for a big year this year. Swim team is great. Our swim team has won the league. They won the league last year. I think they went undefeated. And, of course, our track program always does phenomenal. So we're looking forward to the winter. Yeah.
You know, Dave, I don't see your pool around here. Where is your pool?
Yeah, no, we haven't put the pool in yet. We tell the freshmen, though, still think it's up on the roof. So
that would be a nice little addition here for you guys, maybe. You know, and you're here in the summer, right? I mean,
yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, let's take off the dome or whatever and enjoy the pool.
Sure. I'll talk to Brother Tom, see if we can raise some money to put a pool in so I can go swimming in the summer.
Well, it wouldn't be just for you. It would be for the athletes to come down and do some captain's practices. No, it's not about you.
Yeah.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us.
All right, Bill, thanks very much.
Dave Woods, athletic director, head football coach at Bishop Fenwick High School on MSONewsSports.com.
The Lynn Auditorium has some great shows coming to the North Shore soon. Treat yourself to an evening out in a comfortable premier entertainment venue. Upcoming shows include Melissa Etheridge, Friday, January 15th. The following night, Saturday the 16th, Get the Lead Out, the Led Zeppelin tribute band. Then Chicago arrives Friday, February 5th. Johnny Mathis on his 60th anniversary concert tour comes Friday, April 8th. For more shows, more information, visit LynnAuditorium.com or call 781-599-SHOW or contact Ticketmaster.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
Since 1897, the Lynn Museum has celebrated the history of one of America's most consequential cities. Recently merged with Lynn Arts, we are working to build a dynamic cultural hub where our past comes to life and new art is created. Now on display, Present Tense, a Lynn Arts exhibit, open through December 19th, showcasing the contemporary work of our Lynn Arts community. The Lynn Museum is located at 590 Washington Street and open Wednesday and Friday 12 to 4, Thursday 12 to 7, Saturday 10 to 3. Find us online at lynnmuseum.org.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
Joining us, Matt Durgan, head football coach at St. Mary's High School, getting ready for Bishop Fenwick Wednesday night at Manning Field in the rivalry game, the new rivalry that started. But, Coach, let's just jump back to last Saturday in the playoffs, the Bridgewater game.
East Bridgewater is a very good football team, and they jumped out on us. But our kids fought back and made it a one-touchdown game with 8 minutes to go. So we're really proud of our kids, the way they played, and I wouldn't trade them for any team. So we're proud of our kids.
No, you had a great season, a great great playoff run as well. Plus, earlier, a huge win, really, at Bishop Fenwick earlier this season.
Yeah, that's a tough place to play, and Fenwick has had a great program over the years. So going over there and winning was a great job by us. And, you know, we got to turn the page on Saturday and be ready Wednesday night for a very hungry Fenwick team, I'm sure.
Coach, tell me about that as a coach now. These playoff games used to be after Thanksgiving, the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. Now they're the Friday before, or in your case, the Saturday before. But, I mean, you've got to put some thought into how you get the team back and ready to go for Wednesday night. It's a short turnaround, plus obviously kind of a letdown, I would imagine.
The kids have been good. We'll see how practice goes today. But I think they're good character, and, you know, they've worked hard all year, and I think they'll come back and play hard, and we're expecting them to do that.
Coach, any maybe just a few player notes on St. Mary's just for our listeners here tonight that might be tuning in for the first time for Fenwick. Who are some of the key players that to single out on St. Mary's?
The names you're seeing in the score box is Abraham Toe, Calvin Johnson, Antonio Felix. But then you have guys that do the work in the trenches. Liam Reddy, who's been outstanding. I think he's probably the best lineman in our league. And, you know, that's my opinion. And Saka, which Brendan Donahue goes both ways. He's 150 pounds. He's tough as nails. And we have some superstars, but we have more guys that just grind it out for us.
Finally, Fenwick the second time around this year. And you got him in Lynn on the Wednesday night, but what kind of a game are you expecting?
I think they're going to come in here, fired up, and want to win Thanksgiving and also, get revenge for us beating them at their place. But I hope our kids are excited and renew the rivalry, and I think it's going to be a great night.
All right. Coach, good luck to you, and thanks for your time.
Thank you, Bill, and thanks for all all season. And I always say it's great that people are promoting high school football when a lot of people are knocking it. So thanks.
All right, Coach. That's Coach Matt Durgan with us on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're a high school football fan, it just doesn't get any better than this. Whatever your game preference may be, whether it's Salem-Beverly, Danvers-Gloucester, or Ipswich-Hamilton-Wenham, a football game in the AM, followed by a turkey dinner with family and close friends, is just a great recipe for a perfect day. From all of us at Moynihan Lumber, enjoy this day. Happy Thanksgiving to all.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Welcome back to Manning Field and Lynn. I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns. And St. Mary's won the toss. They've elected to receive, and they will receive the kick, which will come from left to right. A ground ball kick by Fenwick to St. Mary's, fielded at the 34-yard line by St. Mary's Marcus Atkins. And he spins around and goes down with a one-yard return out to about the 35-yard line. So we are just underway here. Bishop Fenwick, 8 wins, 2 losses on the season. The same for St. Mary's, 8-2. We'll set the St. Mary's offense for you. They are led by quarterback Antonio Felix, 5'7", 165 pounds. He's a senior. A big Abraham Toe, who's not that big, 5'5", 150, and a junior, but he's had a terrific season in that backfield. Takes the first handoff from the wing left spot, comes around right end, up to the 35, 30, 40, to the 44-yard line before he is dragged down from behind and in front. So he picks up nearly 9 yards on that first carry, and it'll be a second down and one.
Yeah, nice piece of running there. As he picked his way up along the numbers on the far side of the field, Bill, he let his blockers get in front, chipped some of the defenders out of the way, and just sort of wove his way up, and then counted two Fenwick defenders that brought him down, but not before, again, almost a 10-yard gain.
Second down and one for St. Mary's from their 44-yard line. This is Toe again. Cuts off the right side of the line up to midfield, down to the 47 or 48 of Bishop Fenwick. Let's see. He was at the 45, right? So he gets 7 yards there. First down, Abraham Toe with 2 runs and a first down for St. Mary's.
And again, at 5'5", 150, he's not big, but he is a workhorse in that St. Mary's backfield.
Yeah, he's a very interesting back to watch in the sense that he puts up these big numbers, but as you said, Tim, 5'5", 150 pounds, not that big. Double wing look for St. Mary's. The fullback right up behind the quarterback, Antonio Felix. Hand off to the wing right this time. And the running back turns to the left corner, heads upfield. This is Brumfield with it, all the way down to the 30, to the 20. And Brumfield gets all the way almost to the 15-yard line.
Yeah, on that jet sweep, it's really critical that the left tackle seals the end of the line, and he did a great job of doing that. And Brumfield was able to, again, get out far on the outside and turn the corner, and there was no Fenwick defender there to prevent him from making that large gain. Well executed.
Yeah, about a 25-yard game for Brumfield, and he is set at the wing right side. Fullback up behind the quarterback. The give is to Toe, wing left, gets back to the line of scrimmage, so it's practically a no gain for Toe. The offensive line has Kyle Bernardini, a sophomore, 6'1", 225. Brendan Donahue, a junior, 5'10", 160. Jack Stacey, a senior, 190, 5'7". Brendan McCarthy, a sophomore, 6'3", 255. And big Liam Reddy, 6'2", 270, a junior. Had a chance to talk with Liam prior to their last playoff game. So this is a second down and about 11. Brumfield again coming left side. Big strong runner down to about the 9-yard line. A gain of 4 yards for him. 8.5 minutes to play, first quarter. This is something that St. Mary's can do to you, Tim. They just run the football and hang on. It's like it's clock possession is what it is.
Yeah, and that's the way you want it. You really want it to work for you. Maintain control. Knock out, as Paul was talking about last week, knock out first downs, keep the other team's offense off the field. They can't hurt you that way. You know, maintain good ball possession. Make sure you get it tucked away tight. Don't allow strips to occur. I was by the Beverly practice yesterday. One of the things that they were working on was stripping the ball away. So that's, you know, a lot of teams focus on that as part of their practices on a daily basis. And I was going for that strip. So you've really got to maintain solid ball possession. You want to maintain ground control and just, as you say, eat up the clock.
Toe takes this handoff, swings around the right end down to the 6-yard line. A gain of about 3 for Toe.
At halftime tonight, we're going to have John Hoffman, the venerable one, will join me to talk about tonight's game and some other factoids about St. Mary's football from the air as he sees them on a weekly basis.
Calvin Johnson in the game, a sophomore, 6'1", 190. He is wing set to the right side this time, Toe wing left, and the fullback is Joey Silvestri, right up behind the quarterback, Antonio Felix. And time is called. Is that a fourth down?
That's a procedure against St. Mary's, Bill. Yeah, it does say
four. Oh, it is fourth down, and it does say four. I was thinking we were at third down for some reason. But a 5-yard penalty going against St. Mary's, pushing it out to the 11-yard line. So it is a fourth down.
So Brumfield back in.
Yeah, a sophomore.
Marcus Atkins back in for St. Mary's. Atkins, 6'1", 180, possibly a wideout. And again, Brumfield, 5'9", 160. A little bit bigger than Toe, though he looks a lot bigger. When he came down and turned the corner in front of us, he looked more like a six-footer.
Got wideouts each way here, and the quarterback, Felix, rolling left, throwing to the left side of the end zone. It's tipped and knocked down, incomplete. Great breakup by Cody Mullen, the senior. Put his hand up there in the end zone and broke that pass play up. The receiver was beyond the defender. Had it gone past Mullen, could have been trouble. But Mullen was right there to slap it away. Go ahead, Tim. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, yeah, I was just going to say that's a great momentum builder for Fenwick. You know, in the first meeting this year, they were on the wrong end of a 24-6 score to St. Mary's. And one of the things that, you know, Dave Wood mentioned in his interview was that you don't usually get a second chance at a longtime rival as they renew the Thanksgiving Day contest where it was from 64-91, 27-year period, and now they're back at it again.
So they start at their 11-yard line. Corey Bryant is the freshman quarterback, 5'10", 175 pounds. One man in the backfield, Isaiah Caswell Doe, and he takes the handoff and goes straight ahead out for 2 yards to about the 13-yard line. That's Caswell Doe, 5'8", 190 sophomore. Their offensive line will set for you in just a moment, but they had three wideouts out near side right, one far side left. They are working left to right here, and Bright, the freshman quarterback, is out of the shotgun with a running back offset to his right side in the set. Direct snap comes to him. It's a bit high. He pulls it down, fakes the handoff, keeps it, runs off the right side of the line, gets to the 16-yard line. That's it. Their offensive line has Chris Terrier Jr., 6'1", 175. Alex Kopp, 6'2", 235 junior. Justice Andre, a 5'11", 255 senior. Taylor Schultz, a 5'9", 170 junior. And Owen Hill, a 5'10", 180 junior.
Yeah, for St. Mary's, number 33, Joey Silvestri, 5'8", 195. Nice, compact, strong kid. A junior linebacker come up and made that hit. I thought it was going to go for more yardage as there appeared to be a hole, but Silvestri closed it down really well and limited that gain just a couple of yards.
Third down and 6 for Bishop Fenwick from their 16-yard line. Direct snap comes back to the quarterback, fakes the handoff, pass down over the middle. It is too far, intended for Colin Norton, the junior. Straight down over the middle. One St. Mary's defender there, James Bransfield. And it falls incomplete.
And he was a good 10 yards behind the intended receiver, Colin Norton. If the quarterback was able to lay that with just a little less air, that would have been worth 6 because he could have had him in stride. As again, Norton had a good 9 to 10 yard lead on Brumfield. That's a play that St. Mary's is obviously going to have to be aware of. As the quarterback started to roll and then just checked up and just out through his intended receiver.
R.J. Libby to punt for Bishop Fenwick. Gets a good one off. Comes up to midfield. Lands right there. Rolls ahead for Fenwick. Down inside the 45 to the 40. creeping toward the 39-yard line, and that's about where it rolls to a stop at the 39. And that is where St. Mary's will start their second possession here. We have 5 minutes, 13 seconds to play in the first quarter. I'm Bill Newell with Tim Kearns. Tomorrow, Rick Moore and Paul Ingram will be in Gloucester for the Danvers-Gloucester game with live streaming video. Andrew Nicastro there as well for MSONewsSports.com. And then we'll be here at Manning Field and Lynn for English and Classical, 10 o'clock kickoff. And Marty Smith will be providing us with reports from the Salem-Beverly game tomorrow morning.
Like we never left.
Yeah. I did bring a cot here, or an air mattress for you here.
I got a sleeping bag.
Yeah, exactly. Corey, it is St. Mary's Antonio Felix handing off to the right side, no gain. Felix on the keeper, so Felix gets nothing on that one. The defense for Fenwick up front has R.J. Libby, John Gajorja, Kevin Harriman, and Alex Kopp. Linebackers, Dan Master Mateo, a junior, Luke Hoffnagel, the junior, Will McGinnis, back in the secondary with Colin Norton, Cam Eon, Dan Hannon, and Cody Mullen. Second down and 10 for St. Mary's. Wing right in motion. This is Johnson coming to the left side, up to the 40. Bends his way to the 41, but taken down. Good stop there by Dan Master Mateo of Fenwick.
Much better pursuit by Fenwick on that. They stretched that really well. They had somebody filling all of the gaps as Johnson tried to get to the outside. There were no cutback lanes, and the outside corner was sealed off as well. Great job. And again, you know, Fenwick coming into the 8-2, same record as St. Mary, you know, they believe that, you know, St. Mary's is no better than them. St. Mary's obviously caught them on that day in the playoffs for the 24-6. And I think Fenwick's coming in here with something to prove, something to show St. Mary's.
It is a second down and third down, rather. I'm sorry. Third down and 8 for St. Mary's from their 41. One wide out each way for St. Mary's. Quarterback Felix back to pass. Heaves it way, way down on the right side, and it's too far. Incomplete.
Nice stop and go by the intended receiver. We get out to Calvin Johnson. Felix rolled a little bit to his left, stopped, checked, pumped once, and Johnson turned upfield. And again, both quarterbacks have shown a bit of an arm here tonight. They both, on the one time they've gone long, they both managed to outthrow their intended receivers. Felix just a little bit less than the Fenwick quarterback tonight.
Time to punt. Calvin Johnson back to receive the long snap. Stands at the 30. Right foot goes into the ball. He sends a good punt away from right to left. Rolls down inside the 20. Fielded at the 19-yard line. Near side right by Cody Mullen. Starts it ahead to the 25, maybe the 26. So that's a better spot, a better field position than they had in their first chance they had at the football when they started at their 11. So here they start at the 26.
Delvecchio for St. Mary's must be a demon on special teams because he was the punter. And then he had two men on him about 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage trying to prevent him from getting downfield.
Final score, Xaverian 14, St. John's Prep nothing.
Yeah, the Prep victimized by at least three interceptions in that game. Kobe Tippett with the final one right after the Prep had gotten the ball back with about 3 minutes and 40 seconds left. One of the first plays from scrimmage after that, Kobe Tippett with the pick. So congratulations to the Xaverian. Tremendous season.
Xaverian turned the game around with that fourth inning grand slam. Corey Bright pitches it out on the left side, and it received out there on the shovel pass. Receiver grabs it, runs ahead upfield up to the 45. Oh, so that was Isaiah Cashwell Doe with that reception on the shovel pass.
Yeah, he caught him in stride, and he was out there all by himself and with the head of steam, and the far sideline was all open to him until he got stopped literally in his tracks by St. Mary's defender.
20-yard play right there. Shovel pass out to Cashwell Doe, and the quarterback Corey Bright out of the shotgun has a halfback on each side now. Two wideouts near side right, one far side left. Looks to the left side, waiting. Now running gets back to the line of scrimmage and maybe gains 1 yard on the keeper. Ran into a lot of Spartans, as you might expect. I'm just looking to see. Yeah, it was Cam Sakowicz, the junior, who made the stop.
Yes, little assist on there by Brendan Donahue, your number 50 junior. He came up as Mr. Matthew was trying to stretch it out a little bit. He came in, put the shoulder down, and stopped him in his tracks.
Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Thanks for being with us here tonight. You can always email us with any comments wherever you're listening from at msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com. Here is Corey Bright, the quarterback, halfback set to his left side. Three wideouts near side right, one far side left, working out of the shotgun. Gets the direct snap, fakes the handoff again, keeps it, runs around right end. He's up down to the 40, down to the 30, takes a hard hit at the 31-yard line, keeps the football, though, and tumbles down for a first down at the 30-yard line. The hit there by Marcus Atkins.
Yeah, nice short tackle, squared him up, took his legs out because he had a head of steam, heading upfield, well executed, hit the ball well. Everybody's looking at the fullback, including me, and all of a sudden he came running around the corner in lots of room.
Well, it was a fake handoff, and then the keeper, Colin Norton, going wide out, far side left. Two halfbacks, one on each side of Corey Bright, working out of the shotgun. First down, Bishop Fenwick at the St. Mary's 30-yard line. No score here, first quarter. And the handoff is to the left halfback, who takes a hit in the backfield and goes down. And that was Cody Mullen, 5'11", 185 senior. Let's set the St. Mary's defense for you. Up front on the D-line, Cam Sakowicz, a junior. Rafael Perez, a senior. Liam Reddy, a junior. Then comes Brendan Donahue, junior. Joey Silvestri, junior. Abraham Toe, junior. And that back in that secondary, you can find Antonio Felix, senior. James Brunfield, sophomore. Marcus Atkins, a junior. Marlon Scott, a sophomore. And Calvin Johnson, sophomore. But Calvin, number three. So this will be a second down here, and a big loss there, and a second down and 16 for Fenwick. Bright out of the shotgun, freshman quarterback, heaves it with the right arm, way down to the left, man open, over the shoulder catch at the three, and in for the touchdown.
Great.
That's Colin Norton with it.
Great throw on the numbers in stride. Norton just ran under it, and the coverage by the St. Mary's secondary was excellent. He was right on his back shoulder, but the ball was just far enough out in front. Norton just had to keep running, extend his arms. Great job of cradling the ball in, tucking it away, and getting into the end zone. Boy, I'll tell you, Bright throws are very nice. The first pass was kind of wobbly, but this was a bullet, and he had just enough air underneath it to lead Norton into the end zone. He caught it about the 2 yard line, and again from there it was just a step and a half for 6 points.
Now Bright in the shotgun has a running back,
and we got a flag
set up behind him.
Somebody moved on one of the St. Mary's. Well, let's see, are they going to say it was encroachment? Because the ball wasn't snapped and didn't look like he made contact, but it looks like they're penalizing him anyways.
It is, yeah, so it goes against St. Mary's, halfway to the goal, 38 seconds to play.
Yeah, one of the defensive ends jumped a little bit quick, anticipating the snap count.
Two head coaches, Dave Woods, Bishop Fenwick High School, Matt Durkin from St. Mary's.
Long-time coaches.
Yeah. And now on the two-point conversion attempt, Norton goes split end out far side left, wide out near side right as well. That would be McGinnis. And two halfbacks in the backfield. The handoff is to the left halfback. I think that's Cashwell Doe. And he's in. But there's a penalty.
St. Mary's offside again.
Okay.
Declined.
Cody Mullen with
too
the
good.
2 point. Yeah, okay. So Cody Mullen gets the 2 point conversion. It's 8-0 here in the first quarter. Bishop Fenwick leading St. Mary's.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Ground ball kick from Bishop Fenwick to St. Mary's, fielded by Calvin Johnson at the 28-yard line. Run back out over the 40, out near the 45, out very close to the 48. Let's see where they spot it. Nice return by Johnson. So they'll give him the 47. That's where they start. So good field position here for St. Mary's to start this possession. 17 seconds to play. First quarter, 8-0. Bishop Fenwick leading on a 36-yard pass from Corey Bright to Colin Norton. Left corner. They caught the ball over the shoulders at the 3-yard line down the left sidelines and then went in for the touchdown. St. Mary's pitch play. This is to toe, and he gets ripped down in the backfield for a loss. Woo.
Number 9 led the charge. Dan Hannon for Bishop Fenwick, busting through the line, and a good secure tackle.
That'll do it for the quarter. Through one, it is Bishop Fenwick 8, St. Mary's nothing, here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're a high school football fan, it just doesn't get any better than this. Whatever your game preference may be, whether it's Salem-Beverly, Danvers-Gloucester, or Ipswich-Hamilton-Wenham, a football game in the AM, followed by a turkey dinner with family and close friends, is just a great recipe for a perfect day. From all of us at Moynihan Lumber, enjoy this day. Happy Thanksgiving to all.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Loss of 3 yards on that last play. Starting the second quarter now, St. Mary's working left to right, trailing 8-0 with the football at their own 44-yard line. Antonio Felix right up behind center. He calls timeout. So he got up to the line of scrimmage and wasn't happy with what he saw, and he takes a timeout. Final score, Xaverian 14, St. John's Prep nothing. Game played at Fenway Park. Lynn Tech is playing at Austin Prep tonight. That game should just about be getting underway down at Austin Prep. It was a 6:30 kickoff. Matt Durgan, second winningest football coach in Lynn coaching history, right behind Bill Joyce. But when I say right behind, I think there's like 48 wins separating the two of them, but that's doable for Coach Durgan. Huh? Oh, here is, so. Absolutely. Here's Toe coming near side right up to midfield and is wrestled to the sidelines, dragged there by Eon of Bishop Fenwick. Just grabbed him by the ankles, and Toe kind of hopped along for another couple of yards afterwards, getting down up down to the 48, so gain of 5 yards for Toe.
Yeah, he was looking to hop out of that ankle tackle.
Yeah.
But Eon just would not let go of him.
Hop, hop, hop. Let me go for another yard. Just underway, second quarter. 8-0, Bishop Fenwick is leading. And earlier this year at Fenwick in the playoffs, in the Division 5 playoffs, St. Mary's defeated Bishop Fenwick on the road there, 24-6. So here is Felix right up behind center. Spins a couple of times. Gives off to Calvin Johnson off the left side of the line. Down to the 46, but that is it. I think he'll have the forward progress at the 46, which is about a 2-yard gain. Then he got slammed back about 5 yards.
Well, the first possession by St. Mary's, they moved the ball smartly down the field and ran out of steam.
Yeah.
When they were in the red zone, and Bishop Fenwick has built on that defensive stop and their their touchdown to really put the clamps on the St. Mary's offense so far.
Well, they're going for it on fourth down here with a fourth down and about three from the 46-yard line. And they will pass. Here's Field. No, he'll keep it. Runs. Gets the first down down to the 40.
Yeah, he slid past number 21 for Fenwick, Luke Huffnagel, and just was able to slide inside of his tackle to grab that first down.
Big, big play by quarterback Antonio Felix, 5'7", 165 senior. That was an alert play by him. The offensive line has Kyle Bernardini for St. Mary's, Brendan Donahue, Jack Stacey, Brendan McCarthy, Liam Reddy. You'll also see action out on the wings, Calvin Johnson, Shane O'Neill, Cam Sakowicz, Abraham Toe, Pui Da, and Joey Silvestri, tight end on this team. So they got the double wing look and the two tight ends, and a defender comes crashing over the line of scrimmage and flags flying, and we'll see what the call is here. And now the player came through, makes a
toe is
hurt.
Yeah.
A crazy, crazy play, and it looks like he I'm not sure, did not follow it. Coach Durgan is out talking with the officials. It's almost like they're thinking that's a kind of a cheap shot kind of a thing, because ball was never snapped.
You could hear the St. Mary's coaches in the booth about 20 feet from us, and Coach Durgan is having a very animated conversation with one of the officials about that shot. I mean, the Fenwick player came straight across, and it was one of the linemen, came flying across the field.
You know, I'm not sure who it was, but they are.
And he just blasted right into Toe, who was not expecting that whatsoever.
Well, they are. They are assessing a personal foul.
Yeah, they waved off the offside and gave him the personal foul.
Let's see. He's resting on the shoulders. He's got a couple of people helping him off the field, including big Liam Reddy. I don't know what he hurt. I hope it's not
either
a knee.
A shoulder or a knee, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he just got collapsed. And because, again, it was one of the defensive linemen who came blowing through the St. Mary's line. I mean, they had just gotten down set, and the defensive player, who will go unnamed, but goes at 235 pounds, and again, Toe is 150, and he brought a load when he hit him and just simply crushed him.
Ooh. Well, there's now another timeout here, so we'll take it. We'll be back with more just ahead here on MSLNewsSports.com. Second quarter, 8-0, Fenwick is leading.
The Lynn Auditorium has some great shows coming to the North Shore soon. Treat yourself to an evening out in a comfortable premier entertainment venue. Upcoming shows include Melissa Etheridge, Friday, January 15th. The following night, Saturday the 16th, Get the Lead Out, the Led Zeppelin tribute band. Then Chicago arrives Friday, February 5th. Johnny Mathis on his 60th anniversary concert tour comes Friday, April 8th. For more shows, more information, visit LynnAuditorium.com or call 781-599-SHOW or contact Ticketmaster.
It is a first down for St. Mary's at the 26 of Bishop Fenwick. It's a pitch play. This is Johnson coming near side right, turns the corner down to the 20, down the sidelines to the 5, and into the end zone. There's a flag down here. And I think the flag is back, and I didn't see what this was.
It was a wrestling match between a Fenwick and St. Mary's player. They got locked up on a block, and neither one wanted to let go of it. The touchdown had been scored by the time that the flags were thrown, so I don't think... Well, it's hard to tell. It happened during the course of the play, so they might bring it back as offsetting penalties and replay it, but that would be tough because, again, it was 20 yards behind. It was at the 20-yard line, and Johnson had already scored the touchdown when they threw the flag.
It's a personal foul against Fenwick, another one.
Touchdown
is good.
Okay.
26-yard run then by Calvin Johnson.
Now, will they assess the penalty here, moving it like to the 6-inch line, or will they assess that penalty on the kickoff?
I think they do it on the kickoff, but I'm...
That's what I would think, but let's see. So the ball is at the one and a half, 2 yards.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Yeah, they might have done it now. So here we go, and that's not toe in there now, is it?
At no, the 33.
Wing? No, okay. And the handoff is to the wing left, who comes off the right side of the line and goes in for the two-point conversion, so we're tied.
And that was number five, Marlon Scott. I do believe. No, it was toe.
It was toe, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
yeah,
taking,
yeah, he's just kind of.
He's flexing that knee.
Well, I mean, that is just good news for. You, first of all, even if you were the Fenwick player, you probably. I just don't. Well, it was.
No,
yeah,
it's not number nine. It's Brumfield who scored that touchdown.
No, it is.
Brumfield scored the two. Or is it?
No, that's toe. Brumfield's
it is
bigger.
Toe.
Yeah, that's toe. So toe.
So you know he's he's still on the field because he's the kicker. That's why he's still out there looking. You want to get him
Calvin,
off the field and let him
let's see.
Let him rest. He's teeing it up.
Okay.
Yeah. It is
yeah,
toe.
That's toe. Okay. So toe with a two-point conversion comes on the football straight on. Line drive kick. Skims hits at the 26, rolls to head down to the 17-yard line, fielded there by Fenwick. And returned out over the 30, just about to the 30-yard line.
The problem with that play where the Fenwick player blasted through the line and just crushed toe is you suddenly give St. Mary's, who was stalled in their offensive execution, a great adrenaline boost. And we saw a result of the penalty, one play, touchdown. And, again, you've amped up the emotions, you've amped up the intensity, and you don't want to see that accelerated intensity because that results in chippier play. We know it's already a physical sport, but now you know the other team thinking, hey, you want a cheap shot? We'll cheap shot. And you don't want to see it, you know, deteriorate into a game of point counterpoint.
Cody Mullen on the kickoff return for Fenwick gets it out to the 30. First down there. Bright out of the shotgun. Quick pass out on the left side. The catch is made by Hannon. Look in pattern from the left. Comes across on the right. Has 10 yards. Has 15. He's up to midfield. Pushed to the sidelines. Just over midfield at about the 48.
Yeah, and, you know, continue to that point. What you don't want to see is you know, a late hit suddenly happening or players running guys out of bounds unnecessarily or further than they needed to, not letting go. And hopefully, I think it was a great timeout that Coach Wood called to pull his team over to the sideline and straighten them out, and it gave everybody just those few extra seconds to calm themselves down.
22-yard pass, catch, and run for Hannon off the arm of Corey Bright. Bright out of the shotgun from the 48 of St. Mary's on first down. Goes down in the backfield. Started to run and was taken down. I think he was grabbed by Liam Reddy around the ankles, and then some other players came up and hit him down.
Yeah, Calvin Johnson came up out of his linebacker, his left linebacking position on a blitz, chased him up into the pocket where the defensive line just collapsed on him.
Minus 2 yards there. 8:27 to go first half, 8-8 game. We're tied, Bishop Fenwick and St. Mary's. And as you mentioned earlier a moment ago, Tim, St. Mary's took the opening kickoff, drove pretty much the entire field there and had it stall in the red zone and came up without a point in their very first possession, gave up the score to Fenwick, and now have come back to tie it. So Bright from the shotgun stands at about the 44 under some traffic. He now squirts out of it, comes over the line of scrimmage, ahead to the 40, down to the 38. He's got a first down at the 37.
Yeah, the last lunge got him that first down, pulling out of the tackle of Joey Silvestri. He slowed him up, but just not enough to counter the forward momentum. And again, he got that first down by less than a yard.
Yeah, 14-yard gain there after the loss and gets the first down. Under 8 minutes to play, first half.
Well, think of it is, when he hit that long throw for the touchdown, it suddenly got the St. Mary's secondary thinking. They've got to respect the pass. They've got to take those couple of steps back. And he's just pulling it down and going forward. And he had lots of room once he got past the line of scrimmage.
It is a first down at the 37. Bright from the shotgun has halfbacks each way, one wideout each way as well. And the handoff is to Cody Mullen. That hits off and tries to go around right end, gets down to maybe the 32, gain of 5 yards.
Yeah, St. Mary's, the right defensive end. Actually, Calvin Johnson turned him back into the middle, into the teeth of the defense where they brought him down. after that four-yard gain. Looked like it might have potential for more, but again, the St. Mary's secondary came up very quickly to shut that down.
About a five-yard gain, a second down and five. Again, one wide out each way, and two backs beside Bright in the backfield, one each side. On the direct snap, he takes it, hands off to the right halfback, slams ahead down to the 25, down to the 19, still going strong, maybe stopped at the 16-yard line. Oh, wow.
He's playing pinball wizard once he got through the defensive, and he hit the hole really, really quick, and then guys were coming up trying to make a hit on it or get a grab on him. He just kept bouncing off people, and he kept going forward as he was bouncing.
First down for Fenwick at the 16 of St. Mary's. Will McGinnis goes wide out, far side right. Wide out is Norton, near side left. Quarterback Corey Bright calling the signals from the 16 of St. Mary's. Tie game at 8, second quarter. Takes a direct snap, hands off to the right, fakes a handoff, keeps it, spins down inside the 15 to the 14 for a 2-yard gain.
Yeah, he did a double spin as two different St. Mary's fans came up and attempted to make the tackle. He spun left inside to avoid the first, and as the second man came up, he spun again and fell forward for about 2 yards.
Second down and 8 for Bishop Fenwick in a tie game here. We're here tomorrow morning for the Lynn English, Lynn Classical game. Be sure to join us. We'll be on the air early. Channel B tomorrow.
How early, Bill?
Yeah, we'll be on early. You don't worry about it. Just get here when you get here. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of everything here.
Oh, all right.
We got some great features where we can run. Here is a rollout right side. Quick pass by the quarterback. Catch is made. Inbounds at the 6. Right sidelines.
Again, nice tight spiral thrown directly to the outside of the runner. Defender did not have a chance to come and make a play on it. And again, kept both feet in bounds and then fell out of bounds on the far side of the field. Very nicely executed.
McGinnis, the receiver, gets him down to the 6 where it's first and goal.
You know, that's that Tom Brady back shoulder pass, and it's a timing pass. As soon as the receiver makes his break, the ball's on its way, and he's turning. He's looking for the ball, and it was right there for him.
Earlier today at Fenway Park, Zavarian topped St. John's Prep 14-0. So it's a first and goal from the 6-yard line. Halfback left goes in motion, split out to the left side. Fake handoff, and the quarterback fumbles it, covers it up, though. Oh, but he'll go back to about the 14-yard line.
He got a lucky bounce there, Bill, as it came right back up into his hands as he started to give chase to it. But St. Mary's defense, to their credit, right on top. I think that may have been Silvestri, who jumped right on top of the back of Corey Bright. And again, that's a big play for the St. Mary's defense. Again, second down and goal.
Yeah, so,
from the 13.
Yeah, from the 13. I was thinking they didn't lose much, but he lost about seven yards
yards
on
yeah.
that. Yeah. So Bright, halfback set to his right side, 3 wideouts near side left. That's the wide open part of the field. Takes the direct snap, looks left, now back right with a pass to the end zone. Man open. Touchdown.
Well,
flag down, though.
We could have an offensive pass interference because the St. Mary's defender went down on the ground. And I don't know if he interfered with the receiver and then fell down as a result of it. But again, another very nicely thrown ball by Bright into the corner of the end zone.
It was that kind of that pass that just kind of hangs and you run under it and right at the right spot, just on the sidelines on
the
right corner of the end zone. Yeah,
the other night. Officials in conference.
Well, yeah.
I think they should have a time limit that they can talk about the play. Let's see. We've got interference. Oh, it is on the offensive interference on the Fenwick receiver.
And a personal foul,
ooh,
too. Two penalties,
wow,
on Fenwick. So there will be no touchdown there, and some yardage will be coming off against
some serious yardage. So they're going to go from the 13 to the 43-yard line.
So this will be...
This is what you call really... Oh, which, what did they give them? Did they just give them... No, they're at the 33.
No, they're at the 28.
Oh, Okay, I saw the official on the far side continue to walk down there. Okay. So the fifth, they just force one of them.
McGinnis split end out far side right, and three receivers near side left. One of them is Norton, slotted to the left side. And the direct snap comes back to Bright, looks to the right side, now heaves way down on the left side, and it's up for grabs, incomplete. Cody Mullen, the intended receiver, broken up.
And it looks like we're going to have a holding call against Fenwick, because it's dropped right in the middle of the line. That's going to be declined, the initial indication. Why not? They're that far back up the field. Don't let them play replay the down.
Marlon Scott, the sophomore, broke that one up for St. Mary's. 4 minutes, 5 seconds to play first half. Game tied at 8. Fenwick and St. Mary's here at Manning Field and Lynn on it the night before Thanksgiving. Coach Matt Durgan, head football coach at Lynn at St. Mary's, and Dave Woods, the head football coach at Bishop Fenwick. Again, McGinnis going far side out to the far side and out to the right side. Now two receivers each way for Bishop Fenwick. Bright out of the shotgun, no one with him in the backfield. He's all alone back there. On a third and goal from the 28-yard line, he gets slowed down and tries to run it, and he just struggles his way back to the line of scrimmage.
Great penetration by St. Mary's, and it came in a very balanced fashion. The outside linebackers came in and sealed the edges. He had no place to go but up the middle. And again, the St. Mary's defensive line able to collapse on him and bring him down. And again, you're just lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Ball at the 27, so this will set up a fourth down and goal to go from the 27.
And it started out as such a promising drive. They moved right down to the 6-yard line smartly, and then just a series of penalties have brought them back deep.
They've got Cashwell Doe as the running back in the backfield, along with the quarterback Corey Bright out of the shotgun. Wideouts two to the right, one now to the left side. Direct snap comes to Bright. Here comes the rush. There goes the throw down over the middle. Too far. Intercepted in the end zone. Well, probably should have just batted that down, but I guess you never know. He almost looked, Tim, as if he had swung it around and come up the right sidelines, he might have only had one or maybe two defenders in his way. A long way to go. Yeah. And so you don't think about it in those terms. But now as you look at where the players were, Bishop Fenwick did not react defensively to that on the field. So
Which Patriot did that this year? He took the interception deep in his own. Who was it? It was Amendola a couple of weeks ago. Took the punt. Very, very deep. And decided to take off with it and swung all the way across the field.
Yeah, this was we're at the 27. So if he had batted it down to the end zone or just let it fall incomplete, they'd be in better field shape right now. 3 minutes to play. First half tie game. St. Mary starts at their 20 after intercepting in the end zone. Handoff and no gain in the backfield. I think it's Toe. Yeah, Toe taking the handoff and was smothered right away. Again, he took that hit when the Fenwick player last series blitzed in off the through the line of scrimmage before the ball was even snapped, hit him apparently, and went off the field. But it's just good to see him come back, especially after a play like that, as the ball wasn't even snapped. There's a loss of 3 yards on that, so it's going to be a second down and 13 for St. Mary's from their 17.
This has been a very even clash so far. And again, a good number of fans on the other side. There's another nippy out there for a November evening.
Here comes, looks like a blitz. Here comes the pass, a drop, and a quarterback throws it. He's hit. And Calvin Johnson goes up and comes down with it at the 33 for the first down.
What a great athletic move. He went up in the air, and the defender looked like he even had better position on that ball, but Johnson just went up and extended and came down with that ball as a second Fenwick defender was coming up to assist on the play. Great leap, great hands, strong hands, brought it down, put it away, and again gets St. Mary's out of a hole for big first down here with 1:49 and ticking.
Yeah, there's like a rebound in basketball. Johnson just going up strong, coming down with the football, and Antonio Felix, the quarterback, got hit as he was releasing that football. took a pretty good hit. He's back to pass again. Throws it out on the left side. Incomplete.
He had him wide open. It just went through the intended receiver's hands. I think that was Marlon Scott out there in the flat. Oh, it was Marcus Atkins, number six. St. Mary's numbers are really hard to read sometimes, Bill, as they turn.
Yeah, maybe they're a little smaller than
I think that's what it is than
regular numbers.
And I think he took his eye off the ball because he had the sideline, and all he had to do was turn up field. He'd have gotten enough for a first down, but the ball, again, as he took his eye off, sailed right through his hands.
Calvin Johnson, split end out near side right now. A man comes in motion that way. The quick pass goes to Johnson in the backfield on the right side. He makes the catch. Now starts running up the right sidelines. Gets it to the 45. I think they're saying he went out of bounds, too, right, at the 45.
Yeah, he did in a couple of nice jukes there to get out of the potential grip of some Pivot defenders. He was hopping along the sideline. They just ran the same play, Bill, basically to the near side of the field that they had run before that fell incomplete. Johnson, again, made the catch, cut inside, cut up along the sideline, did a couple of tippy-toe steps, jumped out of a couple of tackles, and picked up that first down.
Don't say tippy-toes during a football game, Tim. Please, don't do that. Here's Felix, the pass, way down on the right side, incomplete.
Johnson almost able to cut inside the defender, but he did a great... Number nine for Bishop Fenwick. Dan Hannon did a great job of just sealing Calvin Johnson off from that ball. Hannon goes 6'2", 180, so he has the size and strength to contend with Calvin Johnson.
1:16 to play first half. It is a second down and 10 in a tie game. We're tied at 8. The ball is St. Mary's ball at their own 45. They're working left to right here in the second quarter. Ball in the near side or right side hash mark. Antonio Felix getting the play call from the coaching staff. Matt Durgan, coach at St. Mary's. Grace Cotter-Regan, the head of school. And Jim Ridley, the principal at St. Mary's High School.
Bubby?
He is.
Is he really?
Yep. Here's a quick pass out on the left side, and it's incomplete. Intended for Calvin Johnson. Swinging it out on the left side. Was that Atkins?
That's Atkins.
Yeah, it was Atkins. Okay.
Yeah, they need to send him to this side of the field. He's not having much luck on that far side, Bill. All right, Dubby was quite the basketball player.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. No.
Playing on those Lynn Trade teams back in the early 70s?
Well, he, Coach Ridley, and former principal at Breed and at Lynn Tech, and, you know, did retire, but I think he's kind of doing it on an interim basis, I believe, for the year. I believe that's the story that was in the paper.
Jim Ridley.
Nice, great guy.
Here's
a rollout right side. Felix throwing out of the backfield. Silvestri picks it up, comes to the sideline, staying inbounds out to the 47. So he's short of a first down, and this will be fourth down for St. Mary's. They've got a punt here.
Yeah, Bubby played with that great team that had Jeff Bird and Dougie Atchison. Oh, my God, what a talented team that was. Ooh.
That's right. And
Big Jeff Bird went out to Oregon State. Had a great career out there.
I know Jim's daughter, Helen, was a very successful basketball player herself and coach as well. What do we got? Just, was that 55? Yep, 55.8 seconds to play in this first half.
You know who Bubby's cut out of the mold of? Pete Pedro.
Well, I wouldn't throw that on Jim Ridley.
That's rough.
That's pretty rough. Goodness. No, I know Pete.
Oh, God.
No, I'm just
Pete
kidding.
Was just a super, super guy.
Here's the punt way back to the 15. Fielded there by Cody Mullen. Starts it upfield on the right side. 30, 40. Goes to the sidelines and is brought down just shy of the 45, I believe. But a nice return by Cody Mullen. And Mullen is a strong kid for Bishop Fenwick High School. He's 5'11", 185, but he's very strong.
Yeah, he got the sideline, and St. Mary's fine did a good job of just pinching him along the sideline, and someone took his feet out, and he made the dive for, let's see, he actually... was out of bounds a little bit earlier, Bill.
Yeah.
He steps out around the 41 because he ended up hitting pay dirt down around the 48, 49-yard line. So St. Mary's did even a better job of pinning him off the far side of the field.
So they'll start this at the 41-yard line. They're 41. Corey Bryant from the shotgun. Halfback to his right side, sprints out to the right side. The pass is a look in back to the left. Mullen makes the catch in the backfield, but he's wrapped up right away by Abraham Toe. That's a minus two on that pass play.
And Mullen is nicked up on that on the tackle. He may have twisted his knee a little bit trying to get away. Abraham Toe on the tackle. He did a great job of reading it. That's that pass out into the left flat that Pelican executed so well on the last possession that went for big yardage for Mullen. They just send everybody to the right and they clear out the left side. Then Bright comes back and he throws out into the flat, and the receiver simply runs into the area that the defense has vacated. This time Toe stayed home, didn't go with the flow, and he lined up Mullen behind the line of scrimmage and was able to bring him down. And again, Mullen is now going off the field at his own power. By the looks of it, he should be back. The trainer is escorting him, talking to him.
Yeah, he looks walking off looking good anyways.
Yeah, it's tweaked right now. It's a little sore. Toe just was determined not to let go of me. It was a great ankle tackle, and he just held on. And I think as Mullen tried to get away, he just twisted. And because he went down right away, and he was in some discomfort. But he, again, up and off the field under his own power.
Bright from the shotgun calls one of the slots back in motion to the right to the left. So there's two wideouts, three near side left, one far side right. Corey Bright from the 39. Runs it himself. He's got 10 yards. Now he's up to midfield. Hits a tackler, spins off of him, and gets it all the way down to the 42.
I tell you, some of these Fenwick runners are pinball wizards because they're coming up and absorbing hits, and they're bouncing back and just taking off.
But that will do it for the first half as we come to the end of the first half here at MSONewsSports.com. We're at the half with the score, Fenwick 8 and St. Mary's 8 here on MSONewsSports.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Okay, we're back here at halftime between St. Mary's and Fenwick. The score is tied at 8. Fenwick opened the scoring. St. Mary's came back to to tie it up, and we're having a ceremony on the field. They're honoring the seniors, I believe, John?
King and queen, I think. Awesome.
Okay, the homecoming king and queen. Interesting first half, a very evenly played first half.
Yeah, I'm looking at the stats. Fenwick has 154 yards and 8 first downs. St. Mary's has 124 and 7 first downs. The leading rusher in the game is the quarterback, Bright. He's got 53 yards. The runner for St. Mary's is one run by Brumfield for 34 yards. That's a pretty good average.
Yeah, that'll make your stats look better for the as the year finally ends.
Calvin Johnson has run for 43. He's also caught a couple of passes for 28. The big thing is they're anticipating Abraham Toe, and he's not able to get – he had 9 yards the first 2 carries. Right. Since then, he's gone down. He's lost 4 yards. The rest of the game, he's down to 14 yards, and that's extremely low for Toe.
Well, he may be a little bit nicked up because he got crushed
by
that Fenwick defensive lineman that came crashing through and just buried him.
Get the number of that truck.
Oh, I'll tell you, because he got up, and I was surprised that he was back in for the two-point conversion after St. Mary's scored. But, you know, the one thing that I mentioned that you feared is that, you know, that kind of a play can ignite a lot of ill will. You're coming in here as fierce rivals, longtime rivals, and there's already a higher level of adrenaline flowing. And now you add that kind of play, and now you almost, you know, you're seeing red now. You want to go out, and you hurt our guy, and you don't want to see it turn around where we're going to hurt one of your guys.
Well, thank God Abraham Toe came back in the game and was able to play. He made a great play on that pass play.
Wow.
Just before they had
Mullen,
who, by the way, is a Lynn guy playing, gets to play at Manning Field his last football game. But if I was Coach Woods, the thing I would be most annoyed at going, I would talk about halftime, are the penalties. I mean, they had a penalty on the touchdown that St. Mary's ran. They had the kid pushed off to catch the pass in the end zone, but then there was a kid upfield throwing a punch to get 15 yards. Yes. Then they got a 15-yarder to get St. Mary's down close to get it.
Yep.
So without the penalties, St. Mary's could be trailing by 2 scores.
Yeah, and you would think in the aftermath of the play where Toe got crushed, it would be St. Mary's that would take those aggression penalties.
Yep. Yep.
And not Fenwick. And it's almost like the St. Mary's kids are almost baiting them to react. And Fenwick took the bait, and they reacted, and they got flagged for it.
Well, you got to be upset if you're Fenwick, because they had first and goal at the 6.
Yep.
And wound up fourth and goal at the 28.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
That a sack and a big penalty and a couple of penalties, and it's a shame when you see that. But this is probably a game, you know, if you're a senior at Fenwick and you don't play any other sport, suspend me. What do I care?
Yes.
You know, the same thing with St. Mary's. They don't play any other sports. I'm going to college next year. You're not going to keep me from playing at college. So I can do whatever I want to do and get rid of it now. But and the officials are going to have to take a little bit of charge of this, too, because as we get later in the game, depending on the score,
right,
it could be you might have to call the cops.
Yeah, well, you know, after the 24-6 loss earlier in the season by Fenwick to St. Mary's, they got to feel really good about themselves right now, where it's such an evenly played game. The score is tight. Now it's 2 quarters of football for bragging rights.
I'm sure they thought about it, because they scored first in that game, and then St. Mary's put 24 straight points. So now when St. Mary's comes back and ties it, and they probably think, is this going to be a repeat? And they put the pedal to the metal. And the kid Bright is the best player on the field right now. He's only a freshman, but he's leading the offense. He's throwing the ball right on the money. The play he made before the touchdown, where he was getting sacked and had heads up to throw the ball out to the flat, 22 yards and a first down, that's a great, great play. As I mentioned, he's got 53 yards rushing. He's leading the way for Fenwick.
All right, we're going to stop in and take a break right now. They're going to take that? My producer's stepping in here.
The Lynn Auditorium has some great shows coming to the North Shore soon. Treat yourself to an evening out in a comfortable premier entertainment venue. Upcoming shows include Melissa Etheridge, Friday, January 15th. The following night, Saturday the 16th, Get the Let Out, the Led Zeppelin tribute band. Then Chicago arrives Friday, February 5th. Johnny Mathis on his 60th anniversary concert tour comes Friday, April 8th. For more shows, more information, visit LynnAuditorium.com or call 781-599-SHOW or contact Ticketmaster.
Fact is, including the
commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off-the-boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
Since 1897, the Lynn Museum has celebrated the history of one of America's most consequential cities. Recently merged with Lynn Arts, we are working to build a dynamic cultural hub where our past comes to life and new art is created. Now on display, Present Tense, a Lynn Arts exhibit, open through December 19th, showcasing the contemporary work of our Lynn Arts community. The Lynn Museum is located at 590 Washington Street and open Wednesday and Friday 12 to 4, Thursday 12 to 7, Saturday 10 to 3. Find us online at lynnmuseum.org.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
All right, we're back here with halftime, and the score is still tied between Fabric and St. Mary's, 8-8. John, listen, buddy, I want to thank you for all the help you've given us and coming on and sharing your thoughts about Lynn Athletics during the course of the year. I want to wish you and your wife a very happy Thanksgiving. And for that, let you present you with this gift certificate from the Sylvan Street Grill. And I know that you'll put it to good use.
Hey, I thank you, my friend, and you and Bill have been great friends for a long, long time, and it's always a pleasure to want to talk to you guys. You do a great job for the kids, and that's the most important part.
Well, we'll see you in the spring in the press box across the way.
You will. And have a great holiday. And
thank you.
Don't eat too much sugar.
No. Yeah, I know. I probably will.
Okay. Just recapping our scoring, that's Tim Kearns with John Hoffman, our halftime guest. John does all the games on television here in the city of Lynn. Each team with a score. Fenwick scoring in the first quarter, a 36-yard pass play from Corey Bright to Colin Norton down the left sidelines. The catch was made at the 3 over the shoulders into the end zone on the left side. The point after, or the two-point conversion by Cody Mullen, a rush was good, 8-0. Then Calvin Johnson in the second quarter scored for St. Mary's on a run, 26 yards out. Abraham Tobe with a two-point conversion that tied the game at 8.
You know, but one of the great things about John doing Lynn TV, as long as he has, in all that time, they've never put him in front of the camera. Well, probably why he's been so successful.
Yeah. No, I think they do put him in front of the camera sometimes. Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe that's the idea here. All right. So what we'll do is the one final score from this afternoon at Fenway Park, Zavarian over St. John's Prep, 14-0. There's a final score there. We're back with the second half. We're tied at 8. St. Mary's and Bishop Fenwick from Manning Field and Lynn on MSONewsSports.com, where we have classical English tomorrow at 10, right on Channel B, down the just down the dial here from us, Channel B. And then on Channel A and with live streaming video is Gloucester Danvers. And also on Channel B tomorrow, live updates on the Salem-Beverly game with Marty Smith reporting from Bertram Field in Salem. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule, and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. There is clearly a difference, not only in selecting the right vehicle for your needs, but selecting the right dealership to buy it from. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Back in Manning Field and Lynn, getting ready for the second half kickoff. It will be St. Mary's kicking off to Bishop Fenwick to start the second half. Abraham Toe will kick off for St. Mary's. Comes on the football, kind of straight on, chips it up in the air. It'll come down at the 25-yard line, fielded there by Mullen, I believe, up to the 35. Dashes out to the right side, 40, 45. Flag goes down. And it was not Mullen on the kickoff return, but Dan Hannon.
And I'll tell you, Abraham Toe is dishing out the hits. He tackled Mullen earlier, and at the 49-yard line, he just came up and met Norton chest-to-chest and stopped him dead in his tracks. That's 150 pounds versus 175. And you heard the whoomp all the way up here in the press box, and I could hear the coaches in the box. And that was,
no, it was Hannon, ooh. Right? It was Hannon, right? On the
I thought it was 20.
Oh, no, you're right. You're right. Yep, yeah, Norton, you're right. Yeah. Yep. Okay.
It was just a whoomp as they went chest to chest, and Joe just got the better of that one.
Holding call against
St. Mary's.
Fenwick and a personal foul against St. Mary's, so it'll be a first down. Against with these offsetting penalties, it'll be first down for Fenwick at their 49. So a nice return by Norton. I wonder what the personal foul was. It couldn't have been the hit.
I don't know,
unless there was something, you know, maybe, who knows. But here we go. Fenwick starting. No, they get the ball at their 40, at the 46 of St. Mary's. So it'll be a first down there, so they start in St. Mary's territory to start the second half, tied at 8, and the quarterback, Corey Bright, throws it out on the left to pass. Mullen makes the reception, comes over the 35, down to the 30, still going down to the about the 30-yard line. Good, strong catch and run by the receiver. I think it was Mullen who made that catch, hearing John Hoffman down the way. I think he identified him as Mullen, too.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yep.
So we're just underway in the second half, and Fenwick is on a charge here. They're down to the 29. They've got a first down on that catch by Mullen, and Bright comes out. This is a pitch play. Back to Isaiah Cashwell-Doe. Comes down the right side, takes a hit at the 25. That's about it.
Yeah, Legion of Blue Shirts there come up to meet him. Silvestri for one. Brendan Donahue for another. And Calvin Johnson chimed in with an assist on that tackle as well. Fenwick has got a lot of mileage, Bill, out of those short passes towards the sideline that they're bringing back into the middle of the field.
Cashwell Dill, the running back to the left of quarterback Corey Bright, working out of the shotgun. Second down and just about five from the 24 of St. Mary's. Game tied at 8, third quarter. The pass, out on the left side. And the catch is made at the 15, run down to the, at the 25, rather, run down to about the 15-yard line. Cody Mullen, the receiver. So another catch by Mullen, getting the ball down inside the 15 to the 13-yard line. First down again for Bishop Fenwick. They're on the charge here right now. Mullen slotted to the left side. Norton, one of the slots, with the slot out to the right side with Will McGinnis, wide out near side right. First and 10 from the 13-yard line. Running back coming from left to right is taken down. That's Mullen.
Oh, great job. Defense coming blasting right up the middle. Number 58, Liam Reddy, a junior. Again, just found the gap in the middle and just blasted through, and a great ankle tackle.
Yeah, he's a solid player for St. Mary's on each side of the football for Coach Durgan. That pushes the ball out to the 20, so that's a loss of 7 yards on that. Second down and 17. Hannon going split end out, far side left. Mullen slotted to the left side. Bright in the shotgun at quarterback. Cashwell Doe, the running back, to his left. Slot comes in motion from left to right. That's Mullen. And the quarterback back to pass, screens it down over the middle to Cashwell Doe, makes the catch at the 25, runs ahead on the left, down to the 15, to the 10, going toward the pylon, but he stopped short at the 1 or 1.5.
Number 58 for St. Mary's. Liam Reddy had him lined up about 5 yards behind downfield. And Doe just simply ducked underneath the attempted tackle and broke it off to the left-hand side, the far side of the field, and nearly got in the end zone. Very sharp, crisp drive by Fenwick to open up this third quarter.
We'll call the ball at the 1. Not for a minute. It might be outside the 1, but it really does look like it's right on the 1-yard line. So it's first and goal for Bishop Fenwick at the St. Mary's 1-yard line. Full house backfield here with halfbacks on each side of the quarterback, Bright. And they give us to the left halfback who runs in. Cody Mullen with the touchdown.
Yeah, that was really easy. He went right through the middle of the St. Mary's defensive line.
Cody Mullen with a touchdown. And it is a 6-point lead now for Bishop Fenwick, third quarter. They scored the first touchdown of the game. .755 to play, third quarter. Fenwick going for the 2-point conversion. Quarterback Bright in the shotgun. Now the slot goes back out in motion to the right side. They pass into the end zone. The catch is made by Mullen.
So it's 7:55 left in the third quarter. Fenwick jumps up on top, 16-8.
So what we'll do is we'll step aside. We're back with more just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Bishop Fenwick getting ready to kick off to St. Mary's. So they capped what was a short 46-yard drive with a one-yard touchdown run by Cody Mullen and a two-point conversion catch to Mullen in the end zone. There's a ground ball kick fielded at the 22-yard line by St. Mary's and run out to the 25. That's it. Just about a three-yard return for St. Mary's. And the offense will go back out onto the field. Let's set the St. Mary's offensive line for you. Kyle Bernardini at center. Brendan Donahue and Jack Stacey are on that off O-line with Brendan McCarthy and Liam Reddy. Defensively up front for Fenwick, R.J. Libby, John Gajorgia, Kevin Harriman, and Alex Kopp. Back deeper, Dan Master Mateo, Luke Hoffnagel, Will McGinnis, Colin Norton, Cam Eon, Dan Hannon, and Cody Mullen. So St. Mary's comes out first down at their 25, trailing now 16-8 here in the third quarter. The pitch play, Abraham Toe from the left comes around right end. He's got the line of scrimmage. He's got 6 yards to the 32, and maybe one more out to another one, 7-yard gain out to about the 33-yard line.
You know, on that return of the kickoff, Bill, there seemed to be a little bit of indecision by the man who took the ball. Almost like he wanted to toss it to the other back man, and that bit of indecision allowed Fenwick to get down the field and really minimize the return of about 4 yards.
Yeah, turns out to be an 8-yard run for Toe, second down and 2 for St. Mary's, trailing now by the 8 points here in the third quarter. They've got that compact look, wings each way, with fullback Silvestri behind the quarterback, Antonio Felix, who hands off to the wing right side. This is Calvin Johnson coming near side left out to the 35. So that'll be very close to a first down. Not sure he's got it, though, with this spot. Let's see.
Doesn't look like it, and they're not calling for a measurement either. Yep. Oh, he says first down.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think he just got it. The stakes were just inside, maybe just on the inside of the white line at the 35. So it is a first down for St. Mary's, just barely. 6:34 to go, third quarter. The one final score from this afternoon at Fenway Park. Zavarian over St. John's Prep, 14-0. Season ends for the Prep. We're continuing on Thanksgiving Day right here from Manning Field and Lynn on Channel B tomorrow morning. Lynn English and Lynn Classical here on MSONewsSports.com. Here's a first down. Fumble.
Oh.
It is picked off by Fenwick. Picking it up is Hannon, running it down to the 5, running it into the end zone for the touchdown.
Wow, what a turn of events. Toe went into the line. He got blasted. The ball popped up in the air. And number 9 for Fenwick, Dan Hannon, was right there to pick it out of the air and spun around and just took it for the far corner of the end zone and made it. So suddenly it is 22-8. Fenwick, and they have certainly turned the tables on St. Mary's from the game earlier in the season. So St. Mary's does not respond in the fashion that Coach Durkin was hoping for. Instead, the turnover turns into 6 and maybe 8 points here for Bishop Fenwick.
They'll go for the two-point conversion. They've got a tailback up behind the quarterback, Corey Bright. That'd be, I guess it is Cashwell Doe.
Yes.
It is? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I'm going to go direct snap.
No, direct snap to him in the Wildcat look, and the whistle stops the play, so we have a movement call against Fenwick.
Yeah, I think they had two men in motion. The the quarterback moved. They got set, and the quarterback moved out, and Doe moved up. And the quarterback hadn't gotten set yet before Doe moved.
Dave Woods, head football coach and athletic director at Bishop Fenwick High School, and brother Thomas Zappo is the principal at Fenwick High School. For St. Mary's, Matt Durgan is the head coach at St. Mary's, Grace Cotter Regan, the head of school, and Jim Ridley, the principal at St. Mary's. Jeff Newhall, the athletic director at St. Mary's, like to thank him for all of his help this season. Here we got two wideouts, far side left, one near side right. Direct snap comes back to Cashwell Doe. He hands it off. Check that to Mullen, rather. And yeah, and it, then he runs it in. Did he go in?
Yes,
he did go in.
Wow.
For the two-point conversion.
I'll tell you, it was a toss from Doe as Mullen came from the far left side into the backfield, and he cut across the entire width of the field and looked like St. Mary's had a picket line. set up, and he cut in between two defenders, and then he angled himself towards the pylon and just tucked himself inside before he got pushed out of bounds. So it is now 24-8, 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, and in very quick fashion, within 5 minutes, Fenwick has tacked on two touchdowns and taken a commanding lead at this point. Not that St. Mary's can't come back, and we know that they can. We know they can put the board points on the board quickly.
Here's the kickoff. Little chip shot lands at the 25, out to the down to the 22. Returned there by St. Mary's out to about the 27, and then scrum of players pushes the ball back inside the 25. But forward progress will mark the ball at the 28, where St. Mary's will begin.
28 in the scrum worth about 6-7 yards.
Yeah. So just under 6 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Now 24-8, Bishop Fenwick leading St. Mary's. Kind of almost a reverse score of the earlier matchup between these two teams. The game played at Fenwick in the MIAA Division 5 playoffs. Wednesday night, the night before Thanksgiving. First down, St. Mary's at their 28. Silvestri back to pass, screens it out on the left side. The catch is made, toe out of the backfield, has it out to the 40. Maybe the 41. Nice catch and run by Abraham Toe as they give him the 44-yard line.
Yeah, Mullen dragged him out of bounds and dropped him. He had to be careful on that. That was almost a horse collar.
Well, St. Mary's needs to strike here, you would think, on this possession. Not these two teams, the way their offenses are kind of plod along. You don't get a lot of touches, or you would not expect to get a lot of touches here, unlike some of the high-powered passing offenses that you see. Not that, of course, Fenwick does pass the football, but they also do a game control kind of offense. Here's a quick pass out on the right. Johnson, he catches it on the line of scrimmage right, runs it up the right sidelines to the 46, very close to a first down. Let's see if they give him more than the 46. They do, because he did cross the 45. He's got the 44, a 12-yard pass play to Johnson from quarterback Antonio Felix of St. Mary's High School.
So another. That's the guy that's really getting involved in this offense now, because he's made things happen for St. Mary's in this game. They got to get Johnson one-on-one on the outside and let him use his speed.
Quick pass out on the left side. Catch is made there by the receiver Atkins. Runs it ahead. Kind of a Tom Brady kind of look on this offense here. Quick pass, catch, and run down to the 32. There's a flag down here. That would be a first down if, unless this is going against St. Mary's.
Well, Atkins missed the last two pass attempts out into the left flat, and he managed to hang on to that one, turned it into really positive yardage for St. Mary's. Again, more than enough for the first down if the play stands, but we'll have to see what the call is. Personal foul. Fenwick. Did you notice a little indecision by the referees? He went to the back of the head going, am I going in the right direction? And then he pointed to Fenwick. So that'll tack on another 10 or 15 yards onto the end of this play for St. Mary's. So the chains will move down inside the 20 to the 17-yard line.
Exactly. So it'll be first down there, a break that very helpful for St. Mary's here. So Felix, the quarterback, back to pass, looking left now, scrambling out left, will tuck it and run to the 15, to the sidelines, out of bounds at about the 12. If he has the 12, he has 5 yards, but I think he does have the 12. So it's a 5-yard gain down to the 12-yard line.
Again, this possession, you know, I'm sure Coach Durgan is thinking this is a critical possession to come back and score, respond to the turnover, respond to the touchdown, and then respond to the turnover again with good. And we talked about maintaining ball control and ball possession even before the game started, Bill.
Yeah, and, you know, this Antonio Felix has a nice passing game. We saw him earlier this year hit a pass over the middle, kind of an unexpected pass over the middle, and a quick strike pass, and here he's doing the short passes. Here's Brumfield, I think, hitting off the left side of the line, or is that Toe? Maybe that's Toe again here.
You know,
it is Toe.
Both quarterbacks have done a great job of getting rid of the ball and throwing it accurately. Corey Bright is also a freshman, and Felix is a senior. So we've got, you know, on either end of the spectrum, but both of them have thrown the ball, as you said, very, very well tonight.
Ball is just short of the first down for St. Mary's. They've got a yard to go here. Ball plays, let's call it the 8-yard line. They need to get to the 7 for the first down. And they'll run the quarterback keeper off the right side of the line. He's to the 5, maybe the, well, he's to the 5. Push back to the 7. 4 minutes to play, third quarter, 24-8. Fenwick is leading. They've roared ahead with the 2 touchdowns here in the third quarter. 2 touchdowns, a 1-yard Cody Mullen run, and then the Dan Hannon, 30-yard, they picked up the fumble and ran it in from 30 yards out.
That was a good, nice play call by Coach Durgan. He had Calvin Johnson spread out. And again, third and one, you know, you're going to go for it on fourth down anyways, where you set up.
First down and goal from just inside the 5. Quick pass out on the right side. Johnson has it. The catch at the 5. He runs it ahead, maybe to the 2.
Ooh. And he just draws attention. And that opened it up for the quarterback to Felix to get inside and grab that first down. If that last ball to Johnson had been thrown higher, chest high, he'd have had the touchdown, but he had to wait and reach down for it, and that gave the Fenwick defenders a chance to get out there.
Tim, this
pretty good lick.
This ball's on the 1-yard line, so it's second and goal from the 1, and Toe takes the handoff off the right side, and he's in for the touchdown.
So within 3 minutes, St. Mary's drives down the field. So in 8 minutes, we've had 3 scores, 2 by Fenwick. One on a long drive, the other on a 30-yard pickoff of a fumble that bounced up in the air and returned for a touchdown by, again, Billy mentioned, Dan Hannon. And St. Mary's responding in kind with a nice, long, sustained drive, mixing it up, the short pass and the runs. And with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, 24-14 with the 2-point conversion coming.
And the pass out on the left side is caught for the 2-point conversion by Abraham Toe. Caught it on his tailgate, sliding down in the left side just about a yard into the end zone on the left.
Haven't quite heard it put that way before. But again, it's a game. Once again, St. Mary's down by one. Now flip it, Bill, and this is a big defensive stand coming up for St. Mary's. With the quarter winding down, you want to take some of the steam out of the, you've taken some steam out of the Fenwick attack by making a play defense, keeping that offense off the field. But now you've got to play defense of your own. You've got to get the ball back. And again, you need a score and you need the 2-point conversion.
And Toe will kick off. Abraham Toe for St. Mary's. Checks left, checks right, puts the right foot of the ball. Ground ball, line drive, kick, lands at the 35, fielded at the 19-yard line by Cody Mullen. Up to the 30, to the 34 he lands.
Up into by number 14, Anias Merble, 6'1", 50, sophomore, grabbed him by the ankle and just pulled him up in the air. And he went airborne for a couple yards before coming down. So a great open field tackle there as there was a lot of running room in front of the returner. So we're going to start here at the 34-yard line.
Offensive line for Bishop Fenwick, Chris Terry, Alex Kopp, Justice Andre, Taylor Schultz, and Owen Hill. Quarterback Corey Bright from the shotgun, first down from their 34, leading by the 8 points. Handoff to Cashwell Doe off the left side of the line, surging to the 42-yard line. A gain of 8 yards.
At 5'8", 190, he's something like a little fire plug because he just goes in there and batters people, bounces off, and picks up a couple more yards. You know, I'd be remiss if I didn't send out holiday greetings to my good friend Jim Duty.
Sounds like wife. A good friend.
No, yeah, I know. Well, I'm certainly going into Jim and Sue Duty, my wife, my best friend Tom Goyette and his wife, who are they're all sitting there waiting for me at the restaurant.
Oh, jeez.
Well, then again, maybe they're not waiting for me.
Second down and short, and Cashwell Doe straight ahead for the first down.
Again, that same blast play right off the left side of the center and the left guard. Just blast a hole there, and he just does the rest. And my other good friend, Jim Oakes, Sue Duty's dad, he's a big listener of MSO Web Radio. He'll be listening, I know, tomorrow to Gloucester Danvers. as he does all the Gloucester games.
Live video streaming of that Gloucester-Danvers game tomorrow on the website. You'll see that post tomorrow here on MSO News Sports. So it's first down for Fenwick at their 49-yard line. This is a run that doesn't go anywhere other than the line of scrimmage. And was that Reddy who
made
the
Reddy
first
again.
Hit?
Yeah, yep. He was sitting on the ground, not holding on for dear life as Doe tried to rip free, but he just wouldn't let him go. He did get out, but his momentum was all downhill, and he gained maybe, let's see, a yard and a half, two yards, with just a fall forward. So.
Yeah, he did well. I thought he was going to just get back to the line of scrimmage. Yep. Or initially looked like he might get dropped for a loss of 2 yards where Reddy got him, wrapped him up in the backfield. But he did kind of slip away a little bit. So second down and 9, fake handoff. Quarterback keeps it, now passes out on the right side. The reception is made by McGinnis. Down inside the 45 to about the 42, just shy of the first down.
Nice job of slipping the tackle and getting those 7 yards.
So it's 1 yard short of the first down, just seconds to go here in the third quarter.
Yeah, that's my favorite. The quarterback begins to sprint right. He's got the receiver sitting out here, and what he's waiting for is the defensive back to commit, whether he's going to stay with the receiver. If that, he runs up inside, or if he comes after the quarterback, he simply pitches it out, and that's what happened on that play.
Right out of the shotgun, hands off to the left halfback, Mullen straight ahead, first down to the 35, still going strong down to the 31. A gain of to the 32 or 31, an 11-yard gain for Mullen.
Yeah, and again, just another blast up the middle, and he ran through a couple of arm tackles. Sylvester coming off for the moment.
Quarter comes to an end. We'll step aside as well through three quarters here on MSO. Through three quarters, the score. It is Bishop Fenwick 24, St. Mary's 16 on MSONewsSports.com.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
Since 1897, the Lynn Museum has celebrated the history of one of America's most consequential cities. Recently merged with Lynn Arts, we are working to build a dynamic cultural hub where our past comes to life and new art is created. Now on display, Present Tense, a Lynn Arts exhibit, open through December 19th, showcasing the contemporary work of our Lynn Arts community. The Lynn Museum is located at 590 Washington Street and open Wednesday and Friday 12 to 4, Thursday 12 to 7, Saturday 10 to 3. Find us online at lynnmuseum.org.
Ball at the 31-yard line, and Bishop Fenwick is out there with Corey Bright, their quarterback, out of the shotgun. Running back set to his left side. That's Cashwell Doe. And the direct snap comes back to him. He throws down over the middle for Cody Mullen. It's batted down incomplete. Big saving breakup by St. Mary's. Trying to see who that is. Antonio Felix. Yeah, it was 10. Saw the 0. So Felix, the opposing quarterback, playing back in the secondary, broke that up. So it is second down and 10 for Fenwick from the 36 of St. Mary's. Bright takes the direct snap, gives the handoff this time to Cashwell, though he stood up. And he's brought down. Might have lost some yardage. Let's see where they spot this. It'll be interesting. It looked like he kind of was trying to get away from the tackler. So he, instead of getting forward progress, he will lose yardage out to the 35, setting up a third down and 14.
BC High and Catholic Memorial are 0-0 into the first quarter at Fenway Park. Again, the prep having dropped a 14-0 contest to number one Xaverian. It's going to be quite a throw for the for the high school teams that are playing at Fenway Park today, following up on Notre Dame, BC.
Absolutely, right. Here is the direct snap back to Bright. Again, he fakes the handoff, keeps it, runs it down to the 30, is hit down at the 30-yard line.
Yeah, so, and he's just riding behind the block of number 22, Doe, who Caldwell Doe, who just takes the linebacker, pops him right up in the air. And again, the quarterback, Bright, just slipping in behind him.
So they're in four-down territory, is Fenwick, with the ball at the St. Mary's 30-yard line. They lead by eight, does Bishop Fenwick, 24-16, scoring two touchdowns in the third quarter. We're here just early going fourth quarter here at Manning Field in Lynn, the night before Thanksgiving. Wide out, Will McGinnis goes far out to the right side. Norton is slotted out to the right side. No one wide out to the left side here. Oh, to the left side. Quarterback Bright with a fourth down and nine from the 30-yard line of St. Mary's. Now we have a wide out coming out near side left. Bright on the count from the shotgun. Snap comes back to him. He sprints out to the right side, looks to the right. Now will run, and he is brought down at the 28-yard line. Ready. Who else is in on that tackle? So they take over on downs. No, I take that back. That was 56.
Fred Blaze. Again, St. Mary's numbers on their jerseys are extremely small. We commented about this earlier in the year as well, Bill. They're small, and they're just meshed together. And when the kids bend over, you can't really tell between some of the sixes and the eights and the nines. Not that we don't know our numbers, but
we can't add them together and or multiply them, but we can identify
them.
Double digit numbers as well as almost anybody here tonight, I'm thinking. Here's a quick pass out on the right side to Calvin Johnson, out to the 34, short of a first down, but a gain of about 6 yards.
Yeah, if St. Mary's can get, start getting Calvin on one side and Atkins on the other, and get that Fenwick defense to flex a little bit and cause some gaps, that's going to open up the middle for Abraham Toto to exploit, because he really hasn't been a big factor in this game as we've seen him in the past.
Yeah, it was John Hoffman was pointing out. But again, this last drive by St. Mary's was a lot of passing yards in that last drive. Here, 8:22 to go in the football game, so there's time and distance here that St. Mary's needs to overcome. From their own 34-yard line, second down and four. Quick pass out on the left side. Catch is made very close to the first down out on the left side. That is Atkins with the reception.
Yeah, depending on the spot, let's see. Referee comes over, takes a look, and indicates first down.
Marcus Atkins with the catch.
8:01 and ticking here. Again, St. Mary's needs to keep this drive sustained. Again, good ball possession, sure passes, making sure you're catching the ball, bringing it in, and then getting upfield. For Fenwick, they've got to jump on some of these passes, maybe take a risk, but again, you want to play them tight and make very sure tackles. You don't want to get the defender behind you.
Felix back to pass, looking right for Johnson, way down on the right. It's incomplete. Oh, a timing pattern. Johnson down and out, had two defenders down there. And Felix hurled it as far as he could, and it lands at the 30, and it lands wide of the receiver, Johnson.
Yeah, it's almost a carbon copy build, the first pass of the night, where he just overthrew him by about 2 yards. Johnson, with good speed, just couldn't catch up to the point where the ball came down. But why not? You get Fenwick checking up with their corners on the receivers. If he can bust one by them and he can lay it out there effectively, you're gone for six. And if Johnson had been able to run out of that ball, that was six, because he had a good 2 yards on the nearest of the Fenwick defenders.
Second down and 10 for St. Mary's from their 37. Back is Felix to pass again, heaving it down, same play almost, and Johnson's open. He catches it at the 28, goes out of bounds, down inside around the 20.
Well, they saw what I saw. Johnson had beaten his man. He didn't have quite the separation this time, but the ball absolutely perfectly thrown. Johnson catching it in the air, two hands in stride, and again, big, big hit for St. Mary's. Again, they caught them checking up and expected maybe probably that shot pass to come back to, but they didn't. They went right back to the deep ball.
Ball, it went, they runner, the receiver, went out of bounds at the 23-yard line. So it was 7:19 to play. St. Mary's trailing by the 8 points. Atkins goes split end out to the left side. It is not Johnson wide out near side right. And now time is called. Fenwick, I think, calling the timeout here. It was Johnson wide out near side right. And so the two teams will huddle it up here. Again, the one final score from this afternoon, Zavarian beating St. John's Prep 14-0 at Fenway Park. And we're back here tomorrow morning for English Classical.
You bringing breakfast, Bill?
I'm not bringing breakfast, but we got 15 seconds here. I've got the former coach at Lynn English High School, Peter Holy, here. Peter, what are you thinking of this one tonight?
Loving it. Loving it. Great game. Great high school football game.
And how do you? What do you think about tomorrow with English Classical?
I think they're evenly matched. I think it's probably going to be one of the more exciting games in the last couple of years.
Coach, you know, they each have an impact player that can change the outcome of the game very, very quickly.
Right. Right. Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, it makes the game exciting, doesn't it?
I mean, if
the game can change,
you're looking for
on a dime, then that's what you're looking for, right? That makes for a great high school football game.
You know, Daquan Shepard, Legear, I mean, every time that those guys step on the field, something big could happen really quick.
Daquan, I had him for 3 years, an unbelievable kid, great athlete, and great football player. I'm excited for him tomorrow and all those seniors.
You know, I was talking to some of the Gloucester kids about a week ago, and they just raved about him as a football player, how impressed they were, how he brought it every single play.
I think he's the best defensive player in the Northeast Conference this year.
Not too shabby on offense, either.
Oh, he's very good on offense. Yeah, but he's really, you know, he's in on at least 10 to 15 tackles a game.
Yeah, and that's, to me, that was the mark of ultimate respect when your opponents are talking to the teachers about
I remember
a
that
player.
Kid. Yes, you I know? Remember that. I remember 24.
Some of them probably have it right. Tattooed on them right now. In fact, one of the running backs, Enos, was.
Oh. A quick pass down on the left is caught.
Touchdown.
I thought
wow.
It might have been. No, it's intercepted.
Oh, intercepted.
Intercepted.
In the end zone.
No. Oh, it is a touchdown. Okay.
Wow. I guess he took it away afterwards. Wow.
Oh, my.
The running back, Ennis from Gloucester, said it's the hardest he's ever been hit. In 4 years, hardest he'd ever been hit. Daquan nailed him. Yep.
Well, they are
a good student, too.
John Hoffman raved about him. As he said he finished the years as a football player. He's that or better as an individual.
And, you know, he's one of those kids that also works probably 30 hours a week. He has to. I get a lot of respect for Daquan Shepard.
Touchdown pass. St. Mary's 2 points away. Two-point conversion attempt. They're running it to the goal line, and he's so close. But they did not go in.
Wow.
Oh. So they stop him on the two-point conversion. That was toe.
See, I don't know.
He came so close.
When he got up, he was in the end zone when the pile up. Opened up. Coach, I thought he was in there, so.
Very close. Very close. So now it's a 2-point game. 24-22. First touchdown here of the fourth quarter. Pass play, St. Mary's. We'll double check that, see what we can find out about the conversion, the touchdown pass. We'll step aside. We're back with more just ahead here in the fourth quarter.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
All right, back here at Manning Field in Lynn. It will be toe kicking off for St. Mary's, and it goes out of bounds inside the 30. 6:23 to play in this football game, and it's a 2-point game. St. Mary's is trailing to Fenwick, 24-22. Coach Matt Durgan talking with the official. Other games coming up tomorrow, as we mentioned, Danvers at Gloucester. We'll have the live streaming video of that game from Gloucester tomorrow at 10. The radio coverage here from Manning Field. English Classical tomorrow at 10. Pre-game show starting probably around 9 or so tomorrow, and it's on Channel B, the Classical English game. And Marty Smith will be reporting live from the Salem-Beverly game at Bertram Field in Salem. And we're sure we'll get updates on Swampscott-Marblehead as well as all the other games on the North Shore tomorrow here on MSONewsSports.com. 6:23 to play in the football game. They're marking the football at the 34. And Bishop Fenwick will have it, leading by the 2 points.
So was it the English Marblehead game where English went for the 2-point conversion in the overtime and was stopped?
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought they were in on that one,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a technicality, yeah. Upon further review, 24 hours later, Cody Mullen goes straight ahead for the that was a great football game. If English plays anything like that tomorrow, I wouldn't want to be classical. They came out and put the pedal to the metal against Marblehead that night and gave them a real scare. So that's a gain of about 5 yards, Mullen, out to the 39-yard line. Chris Terry, offensive line, Alex Kopp, Taylor Schultz, Justice Andrade, and Owen Hill for Bishop Fenwick. A little tighter look here with just one wide out, near side, left side. Corey Bright out of the shotgun from the 39. Hands off Mullen, 5 yards, got the first down and 10, and he, look out, there he goes, 40, 30. Somebody may catch him, that they don't. All the way, 61-yard touchdown run.
That was the blast that went right over between the center and the right guard on this one. They had been beating up the left side of the line, but this time they took it to the opposite side. He got into the secondary and just split the linebackers and then split the safeties, and he was off to the races, the beeline, right down the middle of the field for the 6 points. Big, big touchdown, 5:28 left to go for Fenwick. Puts them up 30-22 with the 2-point conversion coming. If St. Mary's can stop this, they're still within range.
30-22 here. 2-point conversion attempt for Bishop Fenwick.
But you got to figure Doe's going to get the ball on this one.
The handoff to Mullen, and he's ripped down at the 5. They did not get it. And it's an 8-point game, remaining an 8-point game. So St. Mary's continues to live here. Trying to see who that was that made that hit. I think it's Donahue, I think. Brendan Donahue, I think, made that hit.
That's clutch play. That's not just conceding. That's saying we're still in this, and we're going to make sure we're still in it.
So Brumfield will give credit for that last touchdown for St. Mary's, Tim. James Brumfield. That was 20 yards. Cody Mullen with the last touchdown, 61 yards for
Bishop
Fenwick. He has. He really has. He's impressive. Here's a ground ball kick rolling down deep, and Toe has to backtrack to the 15 to get it. Turns it back upfield, 20, 25, busting outside 30, up the left sidelines to the 40, running out of real estate, and he runs out of bounds just shy of the 45-yard line, or maybe he has the 45-yard line. Big return for Abraham Toe of St. Mary's.
Boy, he is so elusive. He has that ability to stutter step on a dime and just change direction and just shift ever so slightly to get the defender to go past him and try and end up just swiping it at dead air and then heading back upfield again. He did that several times on his way to the far side of the field and set St. Mary's up in great field position to begin this ever so critical drive.
Back is Felix wanting to pass, rolling up, deep drop, look out, in a lot of trouble, throws upfield. It's almost intercepted. In fact, it probably should have been intercepted.
Oh, it should have been. It was too good to ask for number 66, Big Alex Cobb. It just hit him in the hands. I think he was more surprised than anything else that the ball came directly to him, because the only people standing around him were white shirts.
Well, I'll tell you that I think Antonio Felix, he's made one mistake tonight. That was it. He was in a lot of pressure, and if you're going to make a mistake, I guess you make it. If you're going to make one mistake in the game, you do it when you're under pressure like that. But,
yeah, but
probably should not have thrown the ball.
Throw it to the guy who's 6'2", 235 and a lineman, because you know they can't catch anything.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe you're onto something there. Here's Felix back to pass, going long. Down the right side for Johnson. Off his fingertips at the 15, incomplete.
Oh, he extended right hand. Just couldn't control it. Again, he had a step on the defensive back. He just flies downfield. And, close. Oh, my. He wouldn't have scored a touchdown on that. I think his momentum would have taken him into the ground had he been able to hang on to that. But it would have set St. Mary's up inside the 15-yard line if he'd been able to do so. Again, Felix, the last few that long sideline pass down the right side. And if you remember early in the year when we did St. Mary's, they did that to the left side of the field all night long. That was one of the impressive things about Felix, from throwing that sideline pass.
Just 5 minutes to play here in this football game. 8-point difference here. Fenwick leading. St. Mary's at their own 45. Third down, 10. Felix over the middle, incomplete. Did not connect with Johnson that time.
Johnson had three white shirts in front of him, and I'm not sure if he checked up thinking if he caught that, but I'm not sure if that was even catch. It was a little bit high.
No, he couldn't have caught that.
And it might have been a little bit behind him.
No, I think that throw was not on the money, so there's no way Johnson could have caught that. Tim, I'm not sure about the previous one, the one that went off his fingertips. If he had caught that ball, if he's just another inch, he might have been able to keep his feet going and go in, because I don't know that he would have fallen down on that dive, but I'm not sure about that. It was very close.
Oh, it was, I mean, it right off the fingertip. Oh, Lord, you just
I mean, it would have been a one-handed fingertip catch, and Johnson's the player out there that could do that.
Exactly.
Here's the Felix, fourth down and 10 from the 45. Going to run it. Uh-oh. Up to the midfield stripe. He fumbled it, or he just stopped. He didn't get the first down, so Fenwick will take over on downs no matter what here.
Now, number 20 came up with the ball for Bishop Fenwick, Colin Norton.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I mean, Felix took a really big hit on that stop. So the ball may have dropped, but it wouldn't have mattered. He was still 5 yards short of the first down. So,
yeah, the spot here is basically 3 yards short, but where he got popped 5 yards short, and it didn't look like he really had a chance once he got hit.
He didn't have anybody open either to throw to. Fenwick did a great job of covering everybody.
So here's Corey Bryant, the freshman Fenwick quarterback, with halfbacks on each side of him. Hands off, and the running back slips down 1 yard back in the backfield. That is Isaiah Cashwell Doe.
Sophomore. Yeah, Fenwick's got a lot of quality players coming back, with Bright, the freshman quarterback. Cashwell Doe, a sophomore running back, again, 5'8". 190. They've got some talented people.
I don't think Coach Durgan
is a junior.
Coach Durgan won't mind seeing Mullen graduate, though, I don't think.
Oh, yeah.
Senior Mullen.
Coach Wood might be over there fiddling with the transcript. One more year.
Wide outs each way. Hand off to Mullen. Off to the right he goes. Up down to the 45 of St. Mary's. This will be short of a first down. Maybe 3 yards short, third down and 3.
And again, as John Hoffman mentioned, Cody Mullen from Lynn.
3:45 to play. So right now, St. Mary's is down by the 8 points, 30-22, and they don't have the football. Bishop Fenwick has a third down and 3 in now what you'd call four down territory at the St. Mary's 45. Although I suppose you could pin him down deep if you came up short here. With a punt.
Yeah, you just want to just pooch it, let it run.
Fake handoff, quarterback keeps it, fumbles, St. Mary's has it, and they're running it back.
They're to the 30, to the 20, back cutting to the right side to the 10. Touchdown, St. Mary's.
What a crazy, crazy game, Bill. Quarterback tried to bump outside. The ball got punched loose. Three St. Mary's defenders had encircled the ball as it went towards the sideline. And it got picked up and raced in. And then it was just beat the one deep man. And he faked him out around a five-yard line, cut back into the middle. And St. Mary's is within two.
Marlon Scott picked up that fumble. It's about a... Now, they said Calvin Johnson. That was Scott, though, I think, that Marlon Scott. But, Tim, you kind of said it. I didn't quite hear everything you said, but that was an absolutely spectacular run by Scott. That was not an automatic that he could run that cleanly into the end zone from about 40 yards out or 35 yards out. But he ran and kind of went around some traffic and went in. What a game this is. So we're within 2 points once again, 30-28 our score.
Well, the last move, he had one man to beat. He was trying to pin him to the sideline, and he juked the shoulders towards the sideline. The defender bit on it, and he just stepped inside of him to get into the end zone. 3:09, down 2 points. If they can make this a game.
Well, what do you go to here, Tim? You're Coach Durgan, and, they tried the toe run to the middle before. They didn't. That was the one that they got stopped on. Everyone's been scoring 2-point conversions tonight.
I know. Let's see, John.
Except each team has missed one here, one 2-point conversion. So that's where we're at. So here's St. Mary's. You got Toe and Johnson as the wings. Silvestri, the fullback, behind quarterback Felix. Handoff Toe coming around wide to the right. Jumps into the end zone. 2-point conversion, and we are tied at 30.
Well, I thought they might give it to Silvestri, but the blast didn't work on the last attempt to get the two, so they let Silvestri lead block the right side, and he picked up the outside linebacker, dropped him, and as they both went down, Toe was right on his back. So it's kind of like watching Mac Heron follow John Hanna. He was outside, and he just leaped over both bodies into the end zone.
Wow. Hey, it's Friday. It's Wednesday night high school football. We're all brought to you in part tonight by the Daily Item of Lynn Auditorium, Porthole Restaurant, Columbia Insurance, Lynn Museum, and a number of other great sponsors with you here for the 2015 high school football season. We're back here tomorrow for the English Classical game. Kickoff at 10. We have live streaming video coverage tomorrow of the Gloucester-Danvers game at 10, and Marty Smith will be reporting live from Bertram Field in Salem on the Salem-Beverly game. That and a whole lot more tomorrow here. That's on Channel B, except for the Gloucester streaming is on its own separate channel. Ground ball kick rolls by a returner. Back to the 20. Fenwick returns it to the 24. Well, start there.
It was a knuckleball coming down the field. It's one thing that Toe has done all night long. He's put a knuckle on it, and that ball was flipping and flipping. And as it came up to Norton, not Norton, but Caswell Doe, it just hit the toe of the ball and went to his left. He had no chance. He was sitting there waiting for it to bounce up. It never came to him. Didn't bounce off him. It just bounced right past him.
So each team now has a fumble recovery and a score off of the fumble recovery, directly off the fumble recovery.
Well, can St. Mary's come up with the defensive stand of the season right here?
First down, Fenwick at their 24. Tied at 30. Run play. Mullen, look out. Up to the 35, 40. Mullen could go all the way. 40, 30. They can't catch him. And Mullen has just scored a big play touchdown. 70.
Wow.
6 yards.
Wow. Oh, my word. Wow, so much of making the big defensive stop. And again, it was just that gut play, Bill. They block up the middle, and they just spring him, and he gets into that gap in the secondary. There's obviously a gap in the St. Mary's defense right over the center, because Fenwick has just exploited that all night long to one side or the other, in the center right guard or center left guard hole. They've just blasted through, and they've been able to get to that second layer with their initial blocking, and it just opens up, and Mullen has just destroyed St. Mary's tonight with that particular play, and you can't blame Coach Wood for keep going back to it.
Tim, the fumble recovery here a moment ago was Calvin Johnson. He did. It was Calvin Johnson with the return, 48 yards. He picked up the loose ball, ran it in, and that was the St. Mary's score. However, just now, Mullen has just scored. Cody Mullen for Fenwick on the rush. And before the two-point conversion attempt, we have a timeout here. Rick Moore, Paul Ingram in Gloucester tomorrow for Gloucester Danvers, live video streaming. And we'll have the live radio on Channel B tomorrow here back at Manning Field for Lynn English, Lynn Classical. It looks like a great day, too. Great Friday as well, coming up weather-wise here. So St. Mary's coming in off the sidelines after huddling after the timeout to defend against this two-point conversion. Of course, this is pivotal. The way this game is, people are scoring here. This could be a big stop here. So, Corey Bright has them down, going for the two-point conversion out of the shotgun. Halfback set to his right side, three receivers to the far side right. He sprints to the right, has room, dives it down. A flag goes down. He goes down short of the goal line. But let's see what this flag is. You got to think the flag is a holding call on Fenwick because he waited back there, but it could very well just be an offside.
So St. Mary's is praying. It's
yeah, I think it's against Fenwick, so it's declined. The two-point conversion fails.
Now St. Mary's. Getting the ball back with 2:51.
Let's say if they run the kickoff back, and you might remember just a moment ago, Abraham Toe had a nice kickoff return for St. Mary's.
Up to the 45-yard line. You know they're going to try to set him up again to get him that kind of to shorten the field as much as they can.
All right, here we go. Kickoff. Mullen and his teammates lining up in the kickoff. Dan Mastromateo to kick off for Fenwick from right to left. Right foot goes into the ball. Onside's kind of a ground ball kick, a little further than onside's. Rolls all the way down to the 32. It's covered up. So
yeah,
they're going short, but there's no return, just covered up at the 30.
Well, they almost got what they wanted as one of the St. Mary's upmen on the far side, Bill. The ball took a big bounce in the air. He reached up for it and deflected it. And the receiver man behind him was able to finally corral it and just simply fall on it. Lucky there. I mean, the way that ball was tumbling, it could have turned into a scrum for it, and Fenwick might have been able to come up with it. Now, 2:46 remaining, 36-30, very famous line in American history. And let's see if St. Mary's can get down the field and maybe steal this game.
70 yards to go for them, and they hand it off. Toe coming around the right side, has got a blocker out to the 40. Toe, his hit down at the 41 or 42. It's a first down for Abraham Toe.
Yeah, he had Silvestri out in front of him. And again, as Silvestri came out and took out the defensive back coming up, Toe just cut back inside of it, and it was a shoestring tackle that took him down over. It was clear sailing to the end zone. You may see that play run again.
Tight look for St. Mary's. Wings each way. Is that the keeper? Felix, straight ahead?
No,
it's Toe taking the handoff. To the 45, 46.
Yeah, I think I'd run that same sweep again, but run it to the far side of the field. It's wide open there. They're on the near hash mark as they go left to right across the window here in the very warm and comfy Manning Field. Beautiful night for football. Crisp. I'm sure the people outside think it's even crisper.
There you go.
Hand off to Johnson coming left side. Up to midfield, down to the 45, and he was starting to get that kind of stride or gallop that he has, and he picks up the first down, down to the 44 of Bishop Fenwick. A minute 42 to play, and a timeout called.
And he made sure he had that football secured, as you can see some of the Fenwick players trying to do the rip.
Timeout, St. Mary's. We'll take it. We'll be right back in a moment. Hang in there with us on MSONewsSports.com.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
Here's a run play. Toe coming near side right, looking for a blocker. Has one. He's to the 41-40. Still going down to the 37. On the first down run, he picks up seven.
Yeah, for a little guy, he is so determined to get positive yardages and he keeps the legs churning. He pulls up high. He high steps. He stutter steps. He slides inside. He turns the shoulders straight up the field to brush off tacklers. And we got a Fenwick play with a little bit of a nick, limping back to the huddle. I doubt he's coming off the field. Trainer coming over to make sure he's okay. But, you know, this is where you suck it up and you play. Nope, she's going to make him come off for a play.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's got to get off. He's got the limp going, but he's going off on his own power.
Caswell Doe coming in replace for him, and that's number nine, Dan Hannon, who's played a heck of a game tonight for Fenwick. Got nicked up on the blocking scheme, trying to force Abraham Toe back into the middle, which he did, but Toe was able to pick up another 5 yards before he went down. So at the 30, just outside the 36-yard line, 108 and counting. So St. Mary's has got to get going here.
Hand off to the fullback, Silvestri, nothing. They haven't gone to him tonight, but they just stood there, and nothing came about.
Yeah, they were hoping that they could catch Fenwick in a flexing move as they saw the general flow going to us along the near side of the field, but Fenwick stayed home, maybe thinking the same thing was going to be coming forward. Timeout with 56.5 seconds left, and St. Mary's in need of at least 3 points.
Big day tomorrow, Thanksgiving football here on the North Shore. Earlier today, Xaverian beat St. John's Prep 14-0. Tomorrow, our broadcast games, Danvers Gloucester with Rick Moore and Paul Ingram with a live streaming video at 10 from Gloucester. Rick and I, Tim and I will be back here. Rick will only be in the one spot, and I will be joined by Tim Kearns yet again. There he is, waving. And Tim Kearns will be with me here at Manning Field and Lynn. This promo should have been over by now, but it continues on. And then Marty Smith will be in Salem at Bertram Field with reports on the Beverly-Salem game.
You know, the Classic Lynch game is such an iconic part of Thanksgiving Day. Lynn, did you ever go to the Shawmut before the game?
No.
Yes.
No.
What an experience that was to me.
Are you planning to do that tomorrow?
I'd like to have a memorial. At the CVS now, unfortunately.
Here's a pitch play. Johnson coming near side right, taken down, and he's so close to a first down. Looks like on the near side he might have that spot. That was fourth down.
He's
got it.
Now, 49 and a half seconds left. I think he was trying to get out of bounds there.
Starts the clock. Clock starts here. St. Mary's jumps up to the line of scrimmage. Bernardini over the ball at center.
Pass to Calvin.
Toe is wing left. Calvin Johnson, wing right, up high. There's a movement and a procedure call, and St. Mary's will be assessed a 5-yard penalty. They'll be pushed back to the 39.
One of the few that they've taken tonight, though.
Yeah, really, they have not. Earlier, Fenwick got hit with a bunch of penalties early on in the first half. Toe out there.
Johnson, let's see, number 9, Brumfield is back in.
what's that, 55 seconds? Or
35.
35 seconds.
35.9.
Okay. I can't.
Wow, he's going to have to. Well, if you got to run, you got to break it. If you're going to patch, you got to get it to the sideline. Fenwick's playing four defensive backs. Cashwell Doe is basically playing a defensive deep drop for the linebacker.
Here is Felix throwing downfield for Johnson, too far. That was not close.
30 seconds left, so it is.
Oh, there it is.
You'd like
lost a piece of equipment here.
Uh-huh.
Just found it. It's good. Should be good to go here in a moment here. So we're winding it down here on MSONewsSports.com.
But we'll be back.
We'll be back tomorrow. Too bad they did not have a guest center here. We could stay overnight here, you know, and maybe have breakfast. Here is Felix to throw. Way down on the left side for Johnson. Tipped and batted away. Incomplete.
Nice defensive play by number. We're going to get it up there. Got to be a basketball play because he got up in the air.
Oh, it's McGinnis, I think. Well, 81, is that who you're looking at?
No.
Oh, okay.
McGinnis, it's 80, 30, 40. Number 40. Brandon Kennedy. He came over to assist on that play and he just leapt out of his shoes to extend the right hand and tip that ball away because it was waiting for the arms of Calvin Johnson. Was waiting for that ball to drop into it.
It might have been. I wonder if it was Norton, number 20, who's back there now. He's that free safety. Here we go, third down. Screen out on the right side. Silvestri has it. He's running to the 30, to the sidelines, out of bounds at the 29. Not enough for the first down.
15. Seconds left. Well, they're making it interesting.
It is we should give out the score here. 36-30, the score. Fenwick is leading by the 6 points. We used to have our scoreboard that we'd have available to us. We don't have that now. That's the one drawback to the new site, but it's a minor thing.
I was going to ask you about that earlier in the game.
No, we don't have that, no. So it's wideouts left and right. Silvestri, the fullback, and here is the quarterback. Felix back to pass, throws it out on the left, incomplete, and that was fourth down, and that will do it. So Fenwick, if there's any time left, they can put their knee down, but they have the football.
Credit to both teams. They took it right to the end with 10 seconds to play. This one was in question again. Felix decided to go underneath, and he really needed to get to the end zone. The receiver would not have been able to break free. He was well covered, and the ball was a little bit behind him. So Fenwick will avenge the earlier season defeat to St. Mary's.
Yeah, they're a good football team. So
they're both good football teams.
Yeah, they put the knee down.
Yep.
And that will do it.
So we'll keep that for tomorrow. We'll keep that for tomorrow. Yeah, for tomorrow. As I sort my assorted papers.
All right, so we'll step aside here. We're back with Tim will be back with his recap just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Silverman Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Silverman Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Silverman Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at BradfordTavern.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Hi, folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
All right, so we're back here at Manning Field. The final score once again, Bishop Fenwick 36, St. Mary's 30. In the game, they went right down to the wire with St. Mary's on about the 30-yard line and eventually turning it over on downs to Bishop Fenwick, who took the knee with 9.8 seconds left. The scoring opened up in the first quarter, with the first quarter nearly expired, when Corey Bright went 36 yards to Colin Norton for 8-0 lead. Cody Mullen scored the 2 points. In the second quarter, St. Mary's tied the score. 26-yard run by Calvin Johnson totaled the two-point conversion, 8-8. In the third quarter, Bishop Fenwick started smartly. Cody Mullen, 1 yard run with a pass to Mullen. Again, 16-8 Bishop Fenwick. Then they got the break of the night. Toe fumbled the ball up into the air. Dan Hannon picked it off in a 30-yard run to the end zone. In the first 5 minutes of the third quarter, Bishop Fenwick had built a 24-8 lead. Later in the quarter, though, St. Mary's answered back. Abraham Toe, one-yard run, pass to Toe, made the score 24-16. St. Mary's then got their own break, a fumble recovery by Brunfield. James Brunfield, 20 yards, 24-22 as the two-point conversion failed. Fenwick again responded in the fourth quarter at the 5:28 mark. Cody Mullen, 61-yard blast right up the middle. The two-point conversion failed. It was 30-22. It just kept going here. Bishop Fenwick, I'm trying to read Bill's notes here. St. Mary's came back to fumble recovery. Calvin Johnson, 48 yards, two-point conversion by Abraham Toe. It was now 30-30, and late in the fourth quarter, Cody Mullen again, 76 yards, right up the gut. The two-point conversion failed, but gave Bishop Fenwick a 36-30 lead. They withstood a furious drive down the field by St. Mary's that came up short, and as 9.8 seconds left, St. Mary's failed on a fourth down pass play, and Fenwick was able to secure the victory. So we're going to step aside just for a moment, one more.
The Lynn Auditorium has has some great shows coming to the North Shore soon. Treat yourself to an evening out in a comfortable premier entertainment venue. Upcoming shows include Melissa Etheridge, Friday, January 15th. The following night, Saturday the 16th, Get the Let Out, the Led Zeppelin tribute band. Then Chicago arrives Friday, February 5th. Johnny Mathis on his 60th anniversary concert tour comes Friday, April 8th. For more shows, more information, visit LynnAuditorium.com or call 781-599-SHOW or contact Ticketmaster.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
Since 1897, the Lynn Museum has celebrated the history of one of America's most consequential cities. Recently merged with Lynn Arts, we are working to build a dynamic cultural hub where our past comes to life and new art is created. Now on display, a Lynn Arts exhibit open through December 19th, showcasing the contemporary work of our Lynn Arts community. The Lynn Museum is located at 590 Washington Street and open Wednesday and Friday 12 to 4, Thursday 12 to 7, Saturday 10 to 3. Find us online at lynnmuseum.org.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
All right, we're back one last time here. The final score, once again, Bishop Fenwick 36, St. Mary's of Lynn 34. Bill Newell, Rick Moore, our engineer, Bill Popowski. I'm Tim Kearns. I want to thank you for listening, and we will be back tomorrow morning here at Manning Field with Lynn English, Lynn Classical on Channel B with Marty Smith at the Beverly Salem game calling in updates, and Rick Moore and Gloucester, former Gloucester coach Paul Ingram in Gloucester for the Gloucester Danvers takeover on Channel A. So once again, we want to thank you for listening. We want to thank the venerable one, John Hoffman, for coming in on halftime and giving us the updates. I said, John, how many yards did Mullen end up with?
157.
A very productive evening. And Ian is a runner, not a receiver.
Three two-point conversions. And at halftime, he was minus 1 yard.
Wow. So he did all his work in the second half.
Those two big runs.
As he knocked off two big runs and went from negative one to 150 yards rushing. So, certainly a productive evening.
137 on two of the carries for touchdown.
Yeah. All right, then. You heard it here, so we will talk to you guys tomorrow as we'll be back with Lynn Classical, Lynn English.